episode of
The Don and Mike Show.
And today we have witnessed an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs, the security, the show business.
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show today.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For any contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret song, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on The Don and Mike Show.
Here he is, movie star, funny man, Kevin Pollak.
Yes.
Last time you were here, you were just signed to be in the Arnold movie.
One day on the set, he goes, tonight we'll go to the club. I figured this would be fun to see the Terminator dance moves on the floor, right? And he's out on the dance floor trying to be hip. He yells out, get down.
Yeah, I'm laughing. Meanwhile, everybody in the club hit the floor.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
The son of a beach.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Roger, Don, no good fellow book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
he's been watching over Mrs. O'Mara at sea,
if you please,
over the last 4 days and nights. You may know him as the son of Christ. You may know him as a common handyman or a carpenter. I know him as the patron saint, Philip Cockburn.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
The patron saint of inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, Phil loved The Sopranos last night.
Oh, he liked the episode?
And well, for him, it was very personal. Did you know that Polly Walnut's apartment is based on Phil's house? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Kevin Pollak and all the ships at sea. Hey, personally guaranteeing that every issue of FHM magazine has a couple of pages stuck together.
Yes.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
What, are you watching me this weekend?
Yeah, every moment.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. It's a new episode here on Monday, March 12th. I want to start this show with a call to my child bride. So I have something very important to share with the audience.
Very good.
Nothing monumental. Simply something that I have to say.
Oh, that's good. I hope it's one of those sweet romantic
Hello?
Moments.
Hi, honey.
Oh, hi. You know what? I'm at the car dealer. Let me step out. Hey, Norris, are you all set? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Good. Nice talking to you. Good luck.
Yes, good luck. Listen how nice she is. She's giving away, 2 years of my kids' college money to buy this car. She says to them, good luck. They should be saying to us, good luck.
Good luck to you. Yeah, any more flowers today?
No, I didn't. Wait,
no,
let me sneak out. You're embarrassing me.
Although I did get the car nookie this weekend.
Ah, very good.
Oh, and my God.
Well, yeah. You know, when you get there, when the wife is happy,
fantastic nookie.
Well, I'm sure it's no more than some guy on a cruise ship is getting.
You should have heard her this morning. I'll tell you about that later.
Oh, she's back already.
No, she's not. No, she's not. She's in transit.
Oh, I see.
But I'm dealing with the American flying system right now. I just had to start today's show with a brief tribute to Charles Stossel. That yesterday, Frida says, do you want to do anything? And I said, yeah, let's go to the movies. And she said, great, let's go see Pollock. You told me you'd take me to see Pollock. So, you know, with less than an enthusiastic outlook, I looked in the newspaper and I said, oh, look, it's playing at Boston Commons, playing like a one theater, 45 an hour away from the house. I said, I'll take you if you want to go see that. But, of course, you know, she knew I didn't mean it. Right. What I really wanted to see was the movie 15 Minutes with Robert De Niro.
Three porcelain dolls from Charles Stossel.
So after a grand amount of verbosity on both sides.
Because, you know what? Because I was calling your bluff. Because you say, I'll go see a movie you want to see, and then there's a perfect day. I would have liked to have seen that. But, you know, the reality is we always end up seeing the movie you want to see.
I mean, listen, I'm not here to argue with you. You do, and finally we resolved it. You know, it ended up being, I said, well, if you don't want to go, don't go. I'll go by myself. Then I didn't really want to go by myself.
And so I took off my coat and said, all right, well, I'll see you later. Then you had to say, please go with me.
Yeah, so I came back, will you please go to the movie with me? She said, that's all I needed was...
Well, what one did you go see?
15 Minutes.
The De Niro
one. He wanted.
The De Niro one. And Charlie Stossel gave it 3 stars.
All right.
Honey, would you like to tell them how the movie was?
I think we decided that the title was named after the amount of time you wanted to spend in the theater.
Because for the first time ever, right, I walked out of a Robert De Niro movie.
It was that awful.
It was that bad, and I stayed maybe a half hour longer
than you wanted to.
Than I wanted to. I mean, I knew in the first 10 minutes... that the movie was the biggest piece of crap I'd ever seen.
It was that bad.
It was...
Movie has to work hard to get you in 10 minutes.
It was that bad.
Wow.
And I will say, to Frida's credit, she sat there. At no point during the 35 minutes of the movie that we saw did she turn and say to me, I was right, you were wrong, this movie's a piece of crap.
What made it so horrible?
Yeah. A variety of things. First off, too much herky-jerky with the camera movement.
Right.
Robert De Niro was briefly in the movie in the beginning, but then his part got a little bigger. But frankly, it looked like someone had given him some Vicodin or something. He didn't seem to be very intense.
Didn't really, not well directed,
yeah,
obviously.
Plot, pretty stupid.
And I think wasn't Charlie Stossel the one that said really it was more about the Russian guys who would do the, you know, the bloody murders.
That's exactly what he said. That is exactly what he said.
And a lot of the movie is that there's these two Russian killers and they videotape all of their executions. And unfortunately, a lot of the movie is seen through the viewfinder on the one Russian dude's little handheld camcorder.
Even then, any good gratuitous violence?
I can't tell because when the violence would start, that's when, because the view you're watching on the screen is
they cop out by jerking the camera around. Oh,
no,
you
see plenty of blood. I spent plenty of time behind my fingers during that movie, watching through my hands.
You see blood, but you don't see the real violence. So anyway, I just want to say for the first time ever, I walked out of a Robert De Niro movie. That is a first for me.
That's good.
And if ever there is absolute 100% proof that you should take Stossel's recommendations and go the other way.
Right? This is it. This movie that he gave, he was alone. He was on an island and he gave his 3 stars.
Frida was reading me the reviews yesterday afternoon before we left, you know, and all of the good reviews were like from the Newark Star Register.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And like,
you know what? If Charlie Stossel works hard enough, he could get his name in those little review sections on the lousy movies where it says, great movie of the year, and it'll be some newspaper you've never heard of or 60-second reviews on some radio network you've never heard of.
It sucked. And, you know, for me, the most humiliating part was, and you know, you didn't rub it in, but I felt it going down the escalator in the theater. I mean, I felt it from the moment I leaned over and said, do you like this? And she looked at me, she said, of course not. I said, well, I hate it. Let's go. And immediately, I was waiting for the barrage of I told you so's.
She'd be within her rights.
That never came.
But that's very, very good.
They did come from Bart when we got home.
Yeah. Yeah, because as always, you know, Frida and I can't make a decision without Bart getting involved in the middle of it, and he was politicking for us to go see another film, even though he wasn't going.
Bart is my buddy that I go to see all the good movies with. I saw Traffic, I saw 13 Days, which was pretty decent.
How did you like Traffic? I want to go see that one.
Traffic was the best movie of the year.
Oh,
I think it should get the Oscar.
Oh, I got to go see it. Well,
no,
maybe you and I can go, Mike. Yeah, we won't walk out.
No, Barney and I have seen excellent movies, but this whole discussion started the other day. Well, you know, because you make the grandiose claim that you'll go see movies with me, you never do. So Bart, my true soulmate, the boy I'm going to be bereft of in a couple of years, is the one that I go to see these movies with that I want to see. I wanted to see the one about the gay poet in Cuba, Night Falls or something. Yeah, right, because you'd rather see something crappy starring Robert De Niro that everybody knows is not a good movie.
Okay, I admit that. That's a bad movie. I walked out of it. I'm giving everyone their props. That is an awful movie.
And what's the movie you saw before then?
I don't know.
You know, the only movies I see with you are, as a matter of fact, are the ones we walk out of, like the one I chose, but I chose it because it was simple, like you like, with Mel Gibson.
Oh, what women? Hold on, no, I didn't choose what women want.
I said I chose that, but I don't choose the good ones to see with you, because I know you'll go,
yeah, right, well, you know.
Right.
And you only want to see them because you read about them in your Snobatorium magazines. I mean,
I read about them in the same paper that you read about that you should read about how crappy that movie we saw over the weekend was.
Well,
Snobatorium magazine. I read about them in the newspaper.
Isn't that George Clooney movie though? I mean, almost considered an art film. I mean, a cult film. It's a very sophisticated film.
That's a movie I love, and we got an Oscar screening copy of it on VCR. I brought it home. Frida watched it. I said, okay, I love that movie. What did you think? She went,
I thought George Clooney was excellent. I'm glad he got a Golden Globe. But I didn't think the movie was the greatest. He thought it was the greatest movie of the year. I didn't think it was that.
I thought it was. The movie touched me. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Great
and
movie.
That is surprising.
Why is that surprising? I'm a complex man.
You're not a giant fan of Homer.
I am a fan of Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm not a giant fan of the Odyssey, Homer's.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't even tell you. I don't remember the Odyssey. I studied a little bit in school, but I mean, I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, it was news to me.
Homer's Odyssey, right? epic.
For me, it was like Cliff Notes.
My advice to you is to do what both he and I did and watch it with a high school student.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, honey, you were right. Everybody was right. I was wrong. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, boo-boo.
And furthermore, just another one in my column, another one in the win column. Saturday night when we went out to this get-together with the parents from my kid's school while all the kids went to a dance.
Right.
Hey, guess who didn't get drunk?
Wow, very
good word. Well, thank you. Guess who drove the car home?
I'm not sure whether it's worse to get drunk or applaud you when you say you didn't get drunk.
Hey, it's the one night of the week when I can drink. And,
you got to take those moments of pride where you can get them.
Right?
All right.
I didn't get drunk on Saturday night. As a matter of fact, it was
me neither.
Please, that's a lot. It was a big shock that we left these people's house, and Frida gave me the keys to the car and said, go ahead.
Wow.
Drive.
Fantastic.
Drive your brains out. You're sober as a judge.
What a weekend.
Yeah.
All right. Boo Boo, love you.
I love you, sweetie.
Bye, sweetie.
All right, bye. Hold on a second. Stossel's on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Hey, nice recommendation.
Hey, I told you.
No. You said 3 stars, and I'm telling you.
I said, I wish Robert De Niro win the movie more.
You said, hold on, do we have to pull out the tape?
No. And I gave it a hesitant 3 stars. That was almost trying to guess against you.
No, Charlie, you're not here to guess for me or to guess for Mike. You're here to give your opinion on movies.
Yep. I think it's time for you to be more brutally
honest.
Honest and a little harsher on all these movies.
I will be harsh.
I think you ought to be a tougher sell.
I'm going to be a tough sell on
Friday. I mean, if something doesn't wow you, you know, don't even think about giving it that third star.
I mean, it takes a lot. As I pointed out to Frida when we left, I watched the stupid movie where Robert De Niro and Sean Penn pretended to be Catholic priests.
Oh, dear.
Right. I watched the stupid movie where Robert De Niro is the married guy that has the affair with Meryl Streep, the married woman.
Exactly.
I've seen all of Robert De Niro's...
Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Saw it.
Okay, all right.
Did not walk out of it.
Oh, well, that's walk out of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
It doesn't get any worse than that.
I
was the biggest piece of crap I've ever seen.
I did not walk out of that.
Well, and then I had an excuse because I had my nephews with me.
Okay,
and
very good.
I had little kids with me. However, this is the first time I ever walked out of a Robert De Niro movie.
I'm surprised.
God forbid that he ever finds this out.
Right.
And if he ever finds out.
Because our goal is still to eventually get him on the show. I don't think we need to mention this.
And if it ever gets out, I'm blaming one person. Charles Stossel.
There you go.
Take that blame.
Boy Scout leader, baby scrubber.
Hey, now.
Hockey fan. You're the man. Charlie, you could not have been wronger.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that my record is intact.
Yeah, and then, so it's going to be a new, you're going to tweak it up
for me. It's going to be a new me on Friday.
I like that. Good. Right. Good.
A new me on Friday.
Very good.
Now, hold on. I've got a guy who wants to defend you. Now, why someone wants to defend him? Hello, Scott.
Yeah, not that I would ever want to defend the Fagula, but,
what?
But Charlie's exact words, he gave it, you asked how many stars or how many porcelain dolls, he said, you know, ballot 2.5 or whatever, but he said...
No, he said 3.
So that means don't go see it. That's what he said.
No, he said 3 stars.
Right. Then,
3 dolls.
Then he goes, so don't go see it.
Well, then, hold on. That's a contradiction. Why would a movie reviewer, on a scale of 1 to 4, give a movie 3 and then say don't go see it?
I don't know. He's the bald guy that said it.
I think
what
the caller...
He said.
If I can explain what I think the caller's saying, I think the caller is saying that he gave it 3 stars... So that he would recommend it highly and you wouldn't go to see it thinking that you go the opposite of where he judges it. And then Charlie made noise about that when he first called.
Hey, I'm
not saying that's true, but I think that might be the case.
I'm flattered that Charlie Stossel's world revolves around my opinion.
All the time.
But I've got to think that there might be one or two other lost souls out there who actually take some credence in what this guy's telling on the radio.
He's going to be harsher now, and I think what he has to do is give us the harsh opinion of these movies. Give us what he really thinks. Don't play any more of these mind games, Charlie.
Yes, yes, Mike.
Very good.
The only solid opinion he should even ever offer is probably child care.
Oh, my goodness. So this isn't really one of your...
You're clever.
Charlie,
see you guys.
Bye. See you later.
Charlie, bye, sir.
Charlie does love the children's movies. That he does.
He does. He likes anything with characters.
I like that Recess movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he did.
There you go.
That's right. How many dolls did you give that one?
I think 2.5.
That was a Disney picture.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he's got a hard-on for Disney anyway, because they send him all the jackets and dolls and collectibles.
Absolutely. And anything from DreamWorks.
His Lady and the Tramp salt and pepper shakers he's got.
Oh, I've gotten rid of those, Don.
All right, Charlie. Well, just so you know, it's on you.
Okay, I'll take that. And on Friday, a new me.
A new
very exciting.
Hey, we gladly we look forward to that.
All righty. See you guys Friday.
Just hold on, let me see. Oh. What's the other movie you recommended? The fag teenage movie?
What, Get Over It? Which nobody went to see?
Yes, number 6 with $4.4 million.
But going in, you didn't ask me what kind of business it would do. We knew it would do jack going in.
But you gave what that one an okay review too.
2.5, I think.
2.5.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's mildly entertaining.
Let me give you the top 10. Give me now. No bull ass.
Okay.
Really, on a 1 to 4.
1 to 4.
The Mexican.
2.
15 minutes.
2.
C-Spot Run.
1.5. I think I gave that 1.5.
But tell me the truth now.
I am telling you the truth.
Okay. Hannibal.
3.
Boo. Down to Earth.
3.
Get Over It.
2.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
4.
Oh, I walked out of that.
I know you did, Mike.
God, Charlie? Traffic.
Traffic? 2, if that.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Traffic was a bore.
Oh, my God. Listen, you know what?
What about Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon with all the subtitles? I will avenge your death.
I really am thinking that perhaps... we got to dig up Davy Marlin Jones. You give Traffic 2 stars.
Okay. I'm good. You know what? This weekend, definitely I am going to... I might see Traffic before this weekend.
Chocolat.
2.
Recess, School's Out.
2.
So what you're saying is that Chocolat and Traffic...
are on the same level.
Are on the same level as the cartoon, Recess, School's Out.
So what you're saying, basically, Charlie, is 2 movies that have been nominated for Academy Awards are 2-star movies.
No, I didn't talk about any of the others, or some of the ones that I thought should have been not... I think if you talk to a lot of people, Chocolat maybe is not in that league. I think Almost Famous probably should have been up there.
Yeah. All right, well, that was a good movie. I agree with you there.
I think that Frida had talked about 13 Days. That is a great movie.
With Kevin Costner doing his crappy candy
It's a fantastic movie.
Listen,
it's
I think
great history lesson.
Let me tell you something. I haven't even seen this movie. I'm going to tell you. When you put Kevin Costner in a movie and try to have
it's
him do a dialect,
movie.
He absolutely he trashes it. I don't care how small his part is.
Remember Robin Hood.
Right, Robin Hood. He ruined
it. Yo, Maid Marian.
Yeah, Maid Marian. I've got my boots.
All right. We'll see you Friday.
All righty.
We'll be ready.
Give us the truth. We can handle the truth.
Yes, Don.
All right, see you.
All right, bye-bye.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Oh, and Kevin Costner. Listen, I watched part of that, the goddamn queer baseball movie he did over the weekend.
Which one?
The one where he's the pitcher for the Tigers.
I love that movie.
Of course you do.
Release the Man. Now, how can you possibly?
You can label that movie a lot of things. You cannot label that a fag movie.
I'm not labeling the movie fag.
It's
labeling you fag.
Wait, because I have some sort of like desire to have anal sex with Kevin Costner?
No, because the movie's not even a baseball movie.
I love that movie. That is one of Kevin Costner's movies.
For love of the game.
It is absolutely one of the most. And it got horrible reviews. And I'll
rightly
say,
so.
It really. That is a movie that I. That's a good baseball movie.
Okay. And I tell you
release
what,
the mechanism.
That's where he makes the crowd quiet in his mind so that he can pitch.
Yeah.
Jesus, piece of crap it is.
I thought it was very, the baseball imagery in there, the baseball scenes themselves, I thought were pretty believable.
Oh, right, like the manager of the Tigers in his, with his big wad of chewing gum. Are you ready to come out on the game? No, I tell you what, I'm not ready to come out.
Isn't that the guy that's in Oz also that plays the guy? I thought he was good.
And Kevin Costner goes, I just want you to come out here, give me a pat on the fanny, and leave me. And then the guy walks away and he goes, hey, where's my pat on the fanny?
Yeah, like baseball players really say that.
Come here. I want you to come out and touch my ass.
See, you're fresher on it than I am, so I can't debate you.
I just saw it.
I didn't see it. I saw it months ago.
And here's the point, that this past weekend, Stars did their free preview weekend.
Right.
When they pull out, and they've got a limited variety of movies on the Stars channel, when they pull out all their heavy hitters,
right,
and they've got the operator standing by going, if you're loving the movies you're seeing now, you know, you want to pay the extra $15 to get Stars. And it's because this weekend, if you watch the Stars channel, they ran their limited amount of good movies. They ran The Waterboy, they ran Aaron Brockovich, they ran Boiler Room.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, it's such a letdown. I was thinking, I'm feeling bad for the poor schmucks that ordered Stars over the weekend, because on Monday, you know, imagine that. You get caught up in the hype, you buy this $15 movie channel.
What was on this morning, Short Circuit?
Yeah. All of them. No, you know what it was on this morning? Little Giants.
Milo and Otis.
Do you remember Little Giants?
Yes.
With Rick Moore. Moranis,
yes.
And Al Bundy, where they were the football coaches of these little kids.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the crap you're going to see for most of the year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and really, to a larger extent, HBO is no different, and right. Showtime is no different. They pull out all the really great stuff to run during these free preview weekends.
That's right.
And then as soon as they suck you in...
Yeah, they have you buy it.
They go back and they run all the same old garbage that they always run.
I mean, there are nights, so it amazes you when we have that many channels and you scan through all those movie channels sometimes where you literally, there is not any, I'm not going to say something you wouldn't want to watch. I'm going to say unrecognizable titles. Where you're going through this, you know, when was this made? How did it get on cable?
Right. But you recognize the titles because you've seen the titles come up so
often.
Times.
But absolutely.
You don't remember them when they were actually in the movie.
Absolutely.
You know, and if I see Grumpier Old Men one more time, I'm really going to shoot somebody. I really am. Because the problem is, if you got HBO, it's on HBO, and then you're looking for something 2 hours later, well, it's on the goddamn HBO 3. They run the same thing 3 hours later.
Right.
So, like, if you hate Grumpier Old Men, forget it, because it's on 2 hours from now.
What are you looking at, the newspaper?
I'm looking at the movies, and, there's some good ones in here, but
First Time Felon. Has anybody ever heard of First Time Felon?
Never at all.
Nope.
Let me see.
The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yeah,
you've heard of that?
I've heard of it, yeah.
What about this one on Cinemax tonight? Heard of either of these?
Bad Dreams?
No.
Substitute 3, The Winner Takes It All?
No, right?
No. Never heard of that. Movie Channel, did you get Angry Dogs? No. See, you're better at reading this. It's like, just like you're a better channel surfer.
Let me see. Now, there is some good stuff. Well, Robbie.
You know what you reminded
me of? Judy Berlin. What is Judy Berlin?
Never heard of it.
When you said Substitute 3, they're huge on sequels of good movies with sucky sequels. Like, they'll show Caddyshack 2 all the time, and you never see Caddyshack.
All right, you know what? Here's the... This is on the Fox channel tonight, Fox Family. But this is one they run. If you buy HBO or Cinemax, I guarantee 20 times a month you're going to see Bye Bye Love.
Right.
With Paul Reiser, Randy Quaid, and Matthew Modine.
Yeah, horrible.
The movie that is basically a commercial for McDonald's where the divorced dads pick up their kids and drop their kids off at McDonald's.
Oh, man, whatever happened to Baby Jane? Oh, man. Let me tell you something. I want to say this to all the younger listeners that are listening to us right now. If you want to see a great horror movie and you want to see, I mean, really, something that's black and white but not crap, if you'd really like to see it, it's Whatever Happened to Baby Chain on TCM. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. They suck. You know, and I'm the biggest idiot because I buy them all anyway.
Right.
So I'm just trying to give you some advance notes.
You do watch everything.
No,
you watch everything. You watch everything that's offered on pay-per-view.
I don't watch... Yeah, the pay-per-views, I buy them all.
You buy them all?
That I do.
How can you do that? Because you know certain ones. Do you walk out of pay-per-views?
Oh, of course I do. I'm the king of walking out of pay-per-views. I'll tell you what.
I think the last month, pay-per-views could not have sucked enough.
I spent 10 minutes on Autumn in New York.
How? See, that's one... I mean, that's the last movie you would see in a theater.
Right, but it's $3, and there's nothing else going. So I go, what the hell?
How did you like Autumn in New York?
The first 10 minutes sucked.
Okay.
And then I turned it off. What else is on pay-per-view now? There's like 100, I'm trying to think what's on 105. Me, Myself, and Irene, that's not bad.
Yeah, I've seen it. You know,
that's not bad. That makes me laugh when I see it again.
I saw it in the theaters, but I mean, I wouldn't buy it because I'm...
Hollow Man sucked.
Hollow Man I wouldn't see.
But Hollow Man's another perfect example. I saw it in the theater, it sucked. I saw it in a hotel room one time, and it sucked. And then I bought it again on pay-per-view, even though it sucked. Because I had never seen the end of it.
So you're a closet Kevin Bacon fan, is what
you're... No,
you like bacon.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello there. Also, The Exorcist is on pay-per-view right now.
Right.
The remaking of The Exorcist.
That's worth buying. Yeah. That right there is worth buying.
Oh, it is?
Don't they have extra footage in it, too?
Yes. Yeah, it's on pay-per-view right now. I haven't ordered it yet. I was thinking about ordering it today, but I just heard them talking about that, so I thought...
Well, you've seen it before, right?
I've seen The Exorcist, but not the new one.
What do you mean, The Exorcist?
Two words.
Is there something... Well, now they've released The Exorcist, but the one before that was called The Exorcist.
E-X-T-R-A. C-Y-S-C.
Extracyst.
The Extracyst.
The Extracyst.
The Norm Turner story.
Hello.
Automatic Radio Gods, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, sir.
Here's a crappy movie for you that's been making the rounds on the Showtime networks called Six Pack Annie. Have you had a chance to see that one yet?
No.
Six Pack Annie.
Six Pack Annie with our
I think I saw that on Vivid TV.
Yeah.
You know what, the thing is that these movies that run on cable, they, I know I've said this before, but really this is the truth. I swear to God it is. They don't even program like HBO and Cinemax to appeal to us, the viewers.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of the movie machine.
Right.
Meaning, if Harrison Ford has a new movie coming out...
Right, you're going to see one of the Tom Clancy movies.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're going to see Clear and Present Danger, or you're going to see Air Force One, movies that you never see.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as the Harrison Ford movie opens... It's gone.
And I think it appears to be somewhat complex the way they do this.
I think it depends which cable company has which contract with which studio.
Yeah, and when who will release what and when they can watch it.
Yeah, when Tom Cruise has a movie coming out, all of a sudden you see Risky Business.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, the one where he's the teenage football player. The one where Craig T. Nelson is his coach.
The one with George C. Scott where he's at the military school where he's like a baby.
Taps.
Taps.
Yeah. Now that one I'll watch.
Taps with Timothy Hutton.
I'll watch Taps.
I watched Everybody's All-American. That's making the rounds again.
Yeah, and that must be because Dennis Quaid has a movie coming out.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike. Risky.
Really? Well, what would you like to talk to them about? Hi, I'm the screener.
Oh, no, you're not, but that's okay.
And then he hangs up.
There you go.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hey, man, I watched Darren Brockovich on Stars last night, but what are the chances they're going to show that again?
I'll tell you exactly what they are. N-E-V-E-R.
Hey, bacon's good.
Oh, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Fiction.
Hi, why is the message in a bottle on all the goddamn time?
You know what? Excellent. That's a perfect...
Let me tell you something. Message in a Bottle is on all the time because it's such an incredible film. Now that movie I do not like with Kevin Costner.
That is
all
because
right. The Principal too.
Kevin Costner has a pact with the devil. Is the Principal?
Is the Principal with James Belushi?
Yeah, that was on 100,000.
Oh, that's an awful one.
Jim Belushi, really one of the. I saw Jim Belushi doing like a walking tour of the House of Blues. I think they have this private club in Las Vegas, and they have Jim Belushi, stupid, dumb old Jim Belushi, with the cigar hanging out of his mouth, walking around like he's king of the world.
Shouldn't he have to legally change his name?
Absolutely. That level of talent, absolutely.
Because he's not a Belushi. I mean, you know.
And he does the same thing, I think, where he gets on stage, like with the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Well, I think he is a Blues Brother.
Perhaps genetically, he's a Belushi, but for showbiz purposes, he ain't a Belushi.
Oh, and you see him, and he's sitting there, and he goes, now this cigar, let me tell you, I'm going to cut into this cigar right here. And when I went down with Chuck Norris to our little tobacco field where we grow our own cigars, and he's got, did you see what I'm talking? And no one could ever possibly look more like a pompous ass than Jim Belushi.
He does own his own store with Chuck Norris.
Right.
Cigar store.
Yeah, he owns his own cigar store with Chuck Norris, and he's cutting into the cigar to open it up and explain the tobaccos and the layer and which tobacco. Or which, you know, and he was obviously parroting something that somebody had, you know, had put in his ear when he went on one of these VIP tours.
I've been handed one of those cigars. The name of the cigar is Lone Wolf Cigar.
I bet they taste like
and
a BM.
You know what? I'm just going to say, you know what? The guy who gave it to me, the guy who works in the cigar business, and he heard the exact, he said, this is a dog rocket. And I said, oh. I said, what is a dog rocket? And he said, it tastes like something that comes out of a dog's ass. But here, enjoy it because it came from Jim Belushi.
That is
too funny.
It's amazing. I would think any cigar from the star of K-9 would be good.
Hey, and you saw the same thing I'm talking about, right?
I think I've seen what you're talking
and
about.
He's talking about his store, and he's talking about his club that he owns. And he's talking about, you know, he's just Johnny Businessman. And
looking
then he's
as
saying,
slick as he can.
Oh, look at him. Yeah. Slick
here
as he possibly can. And he's just so, you know, a guy.
He's the modern Joe Piscopo.
You know, when Kevin Pollak was here and he was talking about Arnold, and, you know, he said, Arnold's a, you know, he's a movie star, but there's a lack of self-awareness. That's exactly what the deal is with Jim Belushi when you watch this documentary, because he's not even aware of what a pompous ass he looks like.
I'll give you another one you get on HBO all the time. Forces of Nature. Ben Affleck and Sandra Bullock. I mean, if you were going to give me a Sandra Bullock movie.
Right.
I'm trying to think of a good Sandra Bullock movie.
Oh, give me the one where the bus goes out of control.
Speed.
I thought that sucked.
Really?
Yes, I didn't like Speed.
I like Speed very much.
I thought she smiled too much in it. You know,
I like Speed.
For somebody that was really in that dire straits, that was in that amount, and every Sandra Bullock movie is the same way. If she's in a lot of danger, she's still going to manage to smile, and I don't like her.
Let me just say this, though, about Speed. I like Speed after I've had a Vicodin. But never before I start to drink.
Yeah, that's right.
And never with my meth.
Yes, you study the Matthew Perry handbook.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I need your advice.
Go.
I live in Sacramento, have a bus trip going to Reno this weekend, and I want to show Reindeer Games. Is it worth buying?
Reindeer Games with Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
You know, it's not... Okay, now that's a good example of a movie that Frida hated.
Is that the one with Gary Sinise?
Gary Sinise, yeah.
That's a stupid movie.
But I thought it's all right.
Well, it is all right.
It's a nice way to pass some time. You got nothing else to do.
I mean, if you have, like, a choice of a zillion movies, I don't think you could... You could probably subject all those people on the bus to a slightly better film.
But I try to do something in the senses of what we're doing. Like, I showed Speed one time.
You know what you ought to get if you're doing? Are you going to... Hold on a second. Are you going up to a casino?
Yeah, we're dropping.
Get Rounders.
Or
get Casino. Get Casino or get Rounders.
Yeah, get a good gambler.
Rounders, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Rounders is a great movie, and that's a movie you never see on cable.
You never see it, and it sucks because it should be on all the time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. As a matter of fact, there should be a 24-hour-a-day Rounders channel.
I'd watch. I would probably log one time a day with Rounders if there was.
And I pissed Frieda off so much this weekend. TV Land did the Andy of Mayberry weekend.
Uh-oh.
So whenever the TV was on, I knew I could turn on 301, and it would be a good old black and white Andy of Mayberry. And I'm now to the point where I can pick up the episode based simply on the first 3 to 5 seconds.
So you're basically an expert now at trivia. You could win significant trivia contests with Andy.
Well, I've seen almost all of them. And for instance, at one point, we're sitting down, and she says, why do you insist on watching this? And I said, let me just figure out which episode it is. And within 5 seconds, I said to her, you can change the channel. She said, why? I said, because this is the one where they meet the Darlings. You know, yeah.
You didn't like the Darlings?
No, the family of hillbillies that would come down and play the
right.
Play
that's the family that always ran into the trouble with Ernest T. Bass.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. The father, Briscoe Darling. You know, did you notice that the guide Briscoe was wrong?
See the way Rob throws that in there, like just trying, he's showing off.
Yeah,
there,
he is.
The father, Briscoe Darling. But anyway, I digress. did you notice that on Saturday, or maybe it was Sunday, the guide was off?
When you hit, like, display to say what episode it was wrong.
No, I never used that.
Because I said, that's wrong. This is the Pickles episode. And it was just, I was the same way with you, and it was a source of contention.
Was that when you dialed 911?
I did. Somebody get up to midnight right now.
You hear this? You know, if you were driving by Rob's house, you would have heard this.
This is the Pickles episode. They did rerun the greatest Andy of Mayberry ever. The one where Andy gives Opie the slingshot.
Yes.
And Opie goes out and kills the bird in the front yard.
Opie the Birdman.
And then Andy, he says, Paul, you going to give me a whipping? And Andy says, no. And he opens the windows and you hear the birds sing. He goes, you just sit here and listen to those birds crying for their mama to come back.
Oof.
And you just think about that.
Wow.
You think about that. And then Opie goes out and he... You know, he nurses the birds back, and sure, his nipples get sore.
Of course.
Oh, no.
But at the very end, it's great because the birds fly away.
Oh,
it's
excellent.
My favorite Andy of Mayberry ever.
It's a sweet and tender Mayberry.
Yeah, it's a great one. Hello, Don and Mike. So I was an absolute idiot all weekend. I mean, every time I turn the TV on, I turn on the Andy Griffith Channel.
It's a wonderful show. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
How about turning on TNT this week, and all you see is As Good As It Gets.
As Good As It Gets. Well, and you know, and you know the problem with TNT is that not that there's a ton of profanity in As Good As It Gets, but there is profanity.
Right.
And even though it's cable, they don't run it.
I cannot watch any feature film that's on a commercial television.
Agreed.
I mean, it just doesn't work.
Well,
you guys know.
All those commercials. It's just
we don't have too many choices nowadays, too. I mean, you got all these. You got DVDs. You got cable. You got all these movie channels.
Hold on. Charlie just brought in all the pay-per-views from DirecTV. I'll tell you the ones I've seen.
And I'll tell you the ones I haven't seen.
Okay. Coyote Ugly.
Now, that one I am going to see. That's actually on my list. I'd like to see that one. Have you seen it?
No.
You're going to watch it, though?
Yes.
Because it's there.
Right. Toy Story 2.
You've seen it.
Watched it on pay-per-view.
Okay.
Hollow Man.
No.
Watched it.
I did not watch it.
Battlefield Earth. Watched it.
I did not, nor will I watch it.
Me, Myself, and Irene. Watched it.
Won't watch it.
Bait. Watched it.
Won't watch it.
Tarzan. Did not watch it.
Won't watch it.
Cartoon. Autumn in New York. Watched it.
Won't watch it.
Road Trip. Watched it.
Won't watch it.
The Cell. Watched it.
Yeah, I watched The Cell twice.
Nutty Professor 2. Watched it.
I watched it in the theater. I won't watch it on pay-per-view.
Shaft. Watched it.
I won't watch it.
Scary Movie. Watched it.
Won't watch it.
Perfect Storm. Watched it.
I watched that one.
Mission Impossible 2. Watched it.
I did not watch that one.
Gladiator. Now listen how sick this is.
Mm-hmm.
I have the DVD for Gladiator.
I've done that too.
I've got the DVD. I can watch the movie.
One word we've both done it. It's a laziness factor.
Any goddamn time I can put Gladiator on the DVD.
Right.
Yet I bought it on pay-per-view.
That's because having the power, there's something about having the power of communicating with the satellite.
Because you can.
X-Men. Watched it.
I watched that one.
Gone in 60 Seconds. Watched it.
I watched like 2 minutes of that one.
I liked it.
Stupid. I loved it.
God, a horrible movie.
It's great. The Patriot. Watched it.
I did not. I watched that in the theater. I didn't watch that at pay-per-view.
Kick and Run. Watched it.
Watched that with my kids.
Romper Stomper.
What is that?
I watched it.
Ha! You're down like in the dregs of
Channel 160.
What is Romper Stomper?
It's with Russell Crowe.
Really? Good? Is it good?
No, it sucks.
Romper Stomper.
Under Suspicion. Watched it.
No.
Gene Hackman and Morgan Freeman. Art of War. Watched it.
That's Snipes, right?
Snipes. Watched it. The Replacements. Watched it.
No.
Frequency. Watched it.
Didn't watch it.
Big Mama's House.
Watched it.
Didn't watch that one.
Oh, hold on. Here's what I haven't seen. Return to Me. What's that one?
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
But it must be bad. It's on 183. It's almost towards the end.
Nothing where I would stop. Now you're getting down to the real good stuff down at the bottom.
David Duchovny and Minnie Driver.
Then you have Comedy's Dirtiest Dozen.
That's a
pay-per-view special. Didn't watch it.
Mm, honey.
And this is the biggest ripoff of DirecTV. No. These two dirty channels, which really aren't dirty. They're just like...
Have you ever gone to one of those?
Before I discovered the 500 channel.
What are they like? Because I've never gone to those.
They're like Skinamax.
Oh, okay.
You just...
A total ripoff.
You see 2 seconds of a girl's boobs.
Right.
Let me see. Erotic Connection, Kama Sutra.
There's no reason to go to those when you can... Yeah, you can get Buttman in Barcelona.
The only reason that these used to be good to go to was that it would just show up on your bill as a regular pay-per-view.
Right.
But you know what they're doing now? Now they're putting the titles of even the regular movies that you order.
Yeah, bad.
Yeah, so that's you get screwed. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how pathetic I am. Look at all the check marks. All of those movies I've watched on DirecTV.
But they're inexpensive compared to the pornography.
Yes. Oh, absolutely they are.
They're like $3 a throw.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a worse Robert De Niro movie.
What?
It's called Night in the City. And it's the worst movie ever made, let alone Robert De Niro.
When you get a guy like Robert De Niro, he's not going to make, they're not all going to be hits.
I've seen it. Oh, I'll tell you something I want to get. I got an email from a friend of mine who said they're re-releasing The Deer Hunter with, 1 hour of stuff that they cut out of the original Deer Hunter.
Oh, my God. Wow. The Deer Hunter is in my top five of all time. The Deer Hunter,
too.
I think, is one of the greatest movies ever made.
So if anybody knows if that DVD is out yet...
Really?
We got to get that.
1 hour, and they just mixed it in with the...
Yeah. It was stuff originally when they made the...
I bet I know what the... I bet it's the bad stuff, too.
The Deer Hunter, as it is almost 3 hours long.
Deer Hunter is absolutely incredible. I mean, one of the greatest... Anti-war. I think every great, war movie is kind of a protest movie against war. And that movie, if you want to see a movie that really makes you feel like you're there, go see The Deer Hunter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Go see it like a theater.
Hello.
Go to someone's house.
How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, I had some Andy Griffith trivia to go at with.
All right, let's try, go.
Remember when Buddy Ebsen was on there as a drifter?
Yes.
What was the name of the lure he made for Opie?
Oh, is it now?
Fishing lure. Remember where you could hear the fish jumping up at the lake?
I remember. I know the episode, but see, I'm not like Rob in that aspect. I don't know. I remember when Buddy Ebsen, and that's what led to him getting the role on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah,
was when he played this drifter fisherman.
Was it called the Wet Thing?
It was the Golly Wobbler.
The Golly Wobbler.
The Wet Thing. Mike, you know that's what my parents used to call our penises. Your Wet Thing.
You know, it just seemed to be a tie-in between that and a fishing lure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Charlie probably gives those reviews because of who he works for.
Oh, no, he doesn't. He doesn't have to do that.
No, and we no longer identify the movie company that Charlie works for just for that reason.
And I shouldn't do that because we actually called him on that one time, and he makes a point to tell us that he doesn't do that.
No, right? He just gives those bad reviews because he's a dumbass. He really is. 3 stars for 15 minutes. Jesus. I walked out of it. Did you hear what I just watched?
He gives those reviews
almost every dumbass.
Okay, you hear that? I watched Romper Stomper. Okay. I watched Gone in 60 Seconds and liked it. And I walked out of 15 minutes.
Romper Stomper.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
This is Will.
Yes, I will.
I think you're wrong about Deer Hunter getting the extra hour. I think it's Apocalypse Now. I saw that in the...
That'd be worth it, too.
You could be right. It could be wrong.
Yeah, but Apocalypse Now.
You know what? I'll go pull my
extra hour.
Let me go pull my email up and see which it is, because the guy who wrote to me had it already.
If you want to see the ultimate film about Apocalypse Now, have you ever watched Heart of Darkness?
That's the documentary. That's right. The documentary on the making of it.
Yeah. Behind the scenes, how Dennis Hopper came in all wasted and how difficult Brando was to work with.
Where do you get that? Because I've heard about that, and I've always wanted, I love Apocalypse Now.
I've never seen it either in a...
But I've heard about that documentary.
Oh, it's fantastic. I caught it one time on a pay-per-view event.
Wow.
Like you guys were talking about earlier.
That's a weird set, man. It's like Martin Sheen having 15 heart attacks and all this stuff going on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, hi.
Hi.
I just want to hear from the experts. What about Get Carter?
I haven't seen it, because it's not on pay-per-view. Will Sly Stallone? I'll buy it as soon as it comes to pay-per-view.
Okay.
I guarantee. Cool. I guarantee I'll buy it. That's how stupid I am. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I got a great movie for that guy going to the casinos.
What?
Let It Ride.
Oh, with Richard Dreyfuss?
Oh,
come on, get out of here. Goodbye.
Jesus, you're a
idiot. Casino is a wonderful traveling movie. I mean, Casino is a great. It will just take you away, and you know, you can. I've watched Casino so many times.
Everybody loves Casino. Great family film. I recommend it on Christmas Eve.
Amen.
Nothing nicer. I'm sorry, it got away from us there.
I don't know what happened. Let's break.
So we haven't even heard yet how many times Mike's wife has had sex on the cruise.
Yeah.
We'll find out when we come back after a call number 100.
I had a good weekend myself, too.
Yes, but we want to hear about your wife first.
And then we want to hear about you.
All about you.
No, I didn't do anything bad.
I did have a little fun.
Didn't do anything bad.
A little fun coming home with the Roosters.
Nothing bad.
4 a.m. Wow. This would be caller 100 now.
All right.
We're goddamn dangerously close to finally solving the riddle of the secret song. And then we're going to be done with this contest.
Very good.
Done with it. So get it. Win the money. Be caller 100-877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
So good, it'll give Deuce chills to ye. The Don and Mike Show.
Before you to call 100, there's something else I don't understand. I watched the NCAA bracket selection show yesterday.
Cluster F that is.
Well, you know, I'm interested in the teams because I fill out the brackets like everybody, and I'm interested to see where the teams I follow get slotted,
right?
What I can't figure out is how CBS got roped into this deal where they pay like an incredible amount of money, into hundreds of millions of dollars to have this selection show.
Yeah.
And on ESPN, where they pay dick, you know what they do? They watch CBS, and as soon as the brackets are on CBS,
they broadcast.
They do the same thing.
I know.
So it's like
cheating, really.
You watch CBS to get it 5 seconds before, like, really, did you have to know that Maryland was the number 4 seed by watching CBS? No, you would have known exactly 5 seconds later by turning on ESPN.
I tell you why, I've got this March Madness fever, because you know in the Final Four, CBS is bringing out iVision again.
Oh, that horrible train wreck from the Super Bowl?
Yes. Oh, boy, the extra camera.
The extra camera.
38 cameras. They're going to put them up. It's going to be really great.
You know, I should do that bracket thing so that I'd be more interested. That's what I do when I'm not interested in a particular sport.
Don't you remember last year when we filled them out, and we filled them out just based on the goofiest teams? And, like, one of the teams, Valparaiso or somewhere, or Gonzaga, somebody actually went to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, got into the Sweet 16, absolutely.
Yeah, well, we should do the same thing. So I'm watching it last night, and maybe I'm the last guy in the world to figure this out. I bet there's a lot of you sports geeks that knew this, that ESPN does this. I was watching CBS because they'd been saying all day, exclusively the bracket show.
Yeah, but not exclusively. I mean, exclusively, you write it in such a way that nobody can. But as soon as it becomes public knowledge, then it's not then, their right anymore.
Right, then anybody can go with it. And I guess I've been watching it about 5 minutes, and they went to a commercial. I flipped on ESPN. And they got the exact same thing on, except on ESPN.
Right.
They're doing a better job of describing who the teams are and who got gypped.
They weren't using Mel Kiper, were they?
No, you know, he's only for football,
he's
Mike.
He's just a football guy.
I know you wish he could be year-round.
I sure do, Billy. I sure do.
And Mel Kiper sure is a great guest on this show. But, you know, Jesus, as tight as CBS is with a dime.
Yeah, you would think that they wouldn't pony up the money just to have a 5 second advantage over another network.
Because they pay like hundreds of millions of dollars to be the official bracket selection show.
It's crazy.
And meanwhile, at ESPN, more power to them.
And how do they select the brackets? Is it totally, what, they throw it on a dartboard or what?
Yeah, I think
that. I mean, you determine all the teams that are going to make it to the NCAAs.
I think that they have monkeys throw feces at a wall.
Right.
And whatever team the feces lands on.
I mean, is it based at all on top seeds battling lower seeds?
Yes, like the number one seed plays the number 16 seed.
Okay, all right.
You know, and it goes like that. So the good teams play crappy teams. Eventually, you're supposed to get the best teams. I just, thought it was interesting that I bought into all this CBS hype and on ESPN. They're just watching it. They're watching it, and it's like 2 seconds later, they write it down, and they go, hey, here's the stuff. And guess what? On ESPN, we didn't pay dick for it. We didn't pay dick.
I don't know. I can't figure. Yeah. You got to write a letter to someone about that.
You know, we can't afford postage here on this show.
Right.
But they pay $1 million for a show, more than $1 million, for a show where they give the information away.
Well, they probably came up with that on the CBS Stars jet.
Hello, Tom and Mike show. Hello, turn your radio down.
Yeah, I am caller 100.
Yes, you are. You know, and frankly, if I'm CBS and I own that,
mm-hmm.
I don't know why they shoot the whole one in 10 minutes. You got the show for a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Draw it out a little bit.
Sure.
You're paying for it. Say, hey, guess what I got here? I got an envelope. Might say Duke. Might say Kentucky.
Whee!
Might say Illinois. Guess what, douchebags? This is like Survivor. You don't find out till the very end.
Right.
You know, you put out whoever that, Greg Gumbel.
Yeah.
You go, okay, I got one here. I'll tell you right now. The next team we're going to announce, you know, like Karnak. Put it up to his head.
Right.
There is a vowel in this school's name.
Yeah, you drag it out as long as possible, and then, you know, make ESPN sweat it out. Then they have no show.
Right, and then what you do at the very end, like at 3 minutes until 7 o'clock,
right.
You just say, here you go. Here's the team.
Exactly.
Boom. Throw it on. Christ, what a mess. Hello. What's your name, sir?
Robin.
Robin, where are you from?
From Alexandria.
Robin.
Robin.
You've won the Kiss Me, I'm Irish Bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
Ah, that's the best. Thanks.
Order a bear for St. Patrick's Day today by calling 1-800-829-BEAR or go online at VermontTeddyBear.com.
Tough growing up with that name?
Well,
Robin.
I mean, there have been some, you know, good, like, a good baseball player. Robin Yount comes to mind.
Robin the Boy Wonder.
Right.
Well, listen, Robin Williams.
I'm real fond of either one of them, but yeah.
Listen, Robin.
Robin.
You're going to play for $500 with a secret song right now. I mean, if you listened on Friday, you have to know what it is.
Okay.
Did you listen Friday?
Well, I logged several hours. I'm not sure that I caught everything, but yeah.
Okay. Now, I feel like Regis Philbin at the beginning of his dumb TV show where they ask, like, elementary school questions, but if the housefrows didn't watch the previous episode, they're not going to get it.
Do you have a, have you given it some thought?
Absolutely none, to be honest with you.
All right, great. Then we're not going to give it away here. Then I'll give away a giant clue after this guy gets it wrong. Okay.
Very good.
All right.
I look forward to that, yeah.
For $500, good luck. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
The aforementioned John Belushi.
And will please at least give us a guess with title and artist. Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
All right, there it is. And if you had been listening Friday at this time, you would have heard a guy pick a band with the wrong song, but you weren't. So, no, Main Street title. What did I say to pick you off this time, baby?
Yes.
Yeah. Woo. Main Street title. If we give away the
name. Hotel California.
By who?
By the Eagles.
Wrong. And, yeah, right.
No!
Wrong. Okay, thank you.
Wrong.
Hold on, please. Don't forget that every guest is a clue for you. A clue for you. And here's the clue. The song is by the Spin Doctors. Okay? Please, do I have to come to your each individual home and give you a map? Mike, there's no need to write it down. There is no need to write it down.
It does narrow it.
I'm telling you, Helen Keller, Stevie Wonder. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, Mike.
You got it.
Thank you.
You got it.
I'm nobody's dummy.
You noodled it through.
There you go.
This guy just called. Nate Feliciano just called. He can see it. He saw it last Friday on the show. Hey, Don and Mike, I know it's by these Spin Doctors.
Feliz Navidad.
Boy, I love that song.
Feliz Navidad.
Hey, it's Christmas in March.
Right.
So we should be able to give it away next time we play the game.
Yeah.
Should be.
We should be.
For anyone that was paying attention.
Right. It's by the Spin Doctors.
There you go.
And it's, I mean,
you really want to end this contest now, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I want to get back to the secret sound.
Let's do it.
Rob, turn that off, please.
Jesus.
Christmas. You and your Christmas in March. Mike, we do want to hear about your
We do want to... Oh, I know you pulled it out. Never mind. I know you pulled it out. We want to hear about your weekend, and we want to hear about your wife's weekend, but there's a reason that Rob pulled this. I thought you pulled the Jose Feliciano out because he's blind. But the reason that we're playing this music is it is, in fact, Christmas in March.
It is?
Because Dennis Murphy is finally here with our Christmas
party. Oh, fantastic.
So somebody wheeled Dennis in here.
Bring him in here. Now, he has to outdo himself this year.
And for those of you currently not listening in Greenville, South Carolina, where we were canceled about a month ago, Wednesday, we return to Greenville to a brand new radio station, and in perhaps the most colossal waste of an airfare ever, the station is paying Dennis to fly down to Greenville.
Very sad that they're doing this.
To flip the switch.
He is going to be down there. He's going to be our ribbon cutter.
Yeah, but, you know, it's visual. It's a visual. Dennis is going to flip the switch.
Right.
I don't see how it plays on the radio.
This is a visual, too. Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Murphy has knocked over the chair.
Hello, Dennis. Merry Christmas.
Christmas in March.
I had a hat on.
Dennis having a tough time with the chair.
How you doing?
Hi, Dennis. How are you, boy?
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Thank you for finally bringing in our Christmas presents. Unwrapped, I might add.
Let me see. Dennis, today is March the 12th. Just 2 weeks. It'll be 3 months past Christmas.
I understand, but I have a lot going on. You know, I'm still currently remodeling my condo.
Are you putting in the mirrored ceiling and the black dub?
Well, actually, I'm going to put in
a ceiling fan
with a light. So, you know, after I have sex, we can look at the fan.
Well, that's good. You'll be looking at yourself.
I can understand, you know, that remodeling your condo takes a lot of time, but consider the fact that Christmas was nearly 3 months ago.
I understand that.
And I don't think we've ever had a period of time where we've had to remind Dennis Moore
that
he owed us gifts.
He did get us gifts, but he returned them.
Yes. Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
He bought us gifts and then, or did you really? The time is now to come clean on that one.
I don't have a clue. You never bought any. No,
gifts.
I bought you gifts.
You did?
Okay. I bought you a couple of nice items, and I bought you a very nice item, Don.
Why did you return the gifts?
I have a... My credit card bill was high, so I have a, return a couple of gifts, so in order to make a payment.
So are you still accounting? Are you still?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You're still an accountant, and you're supplementing your accountant's wages with your T-shirts and all your .com stuff.
Christmas CDs and all that good stuff. By the way, GunnisMusic.com. I'm looking for email.
And your condo is, like, new, right?
Yeah, well, actually, it's a 27-year-old building, but what I'm doing is I'm tearing down the old kitchen cabinets. I'm putting in pergo flooring.
That sounds very expensive. It sounds to me like maybe if you just went with the old cabinets, we would have had our gifts at Christmas.
I think maybe that would have been the case.
I understand.
Are you turning it into a really incredible bachelor pad?
I'm trying to, Mike.
Right.
And so far, so good.
Oh, good.
I want to thank my dad for helping me out in this modeling.
Gotcha. Now, what is this this ridiculous thing, the promotion I've heard, where you're going to Greenville on Wednesday?
Really interesting, Don. what happened was I called the owner, Joe and Tom Maskinger, whatever the last name is.
Yeah.
But
Thanks for getting that right.
Huh?
Thanks for getting that right. You just think, yeah, I mean, if you were going to mention the owners, you'd get their name right.
Yeah. I'm close.
All right.
But WFIS, they were going to have a mayor of Greenville pull the switch, but...
Is the mayor of Greenville a missioner?
Yeah, he's a great missioner, but he shot a waiting car to the Bible Belt. He got some repercussions from the Bible Belt down in Greenville.
Gotcha. So the mayor of Greenville would have done it, but didn't because of possible PR fallout, so...
Yeah.
So now, but you called the owners.
I called the owner, and I understand you're looking for someone to pull the switch, and you want them to come down. And, you know, at the national court, they say yes.
Are they paying your way?
They're paying my way, but I couldn't fly that because, you know, you have to stay over Saturday night. So to fly down, it costs $810.
Right. Really?
So what are you doing,
driving?
No, Amtrak. I'm taking Amtrak.
The train?
Yeah.
But do the people from this new station in Greenville,
yeah,
do they realize that, really, as far as the radio show goes,
yeah,
It serves no purpose to have you down there simply flicking a button.
No, I understand. The reason why I'm going down there is, Don, is I'm having an open house. And that open house will allow me to sell merchandise. The station only already got 500 RSVPs saying they'll stop by at a certain point in the show.
All right, so they're promoting it on their station now. Join Dennis Murphy for our open house.
Yeah.
People come by and meet you. And buy a T-shirt from you.
Yeah.
What else besides a T-shirt? What, you mentioned merchandise. Besides T-shirts, what else have you?
A Christmas tree.
His bad Christmas. Oh, yes.
Come on,
hey, Dennis, I meant that in the, you know, in the ghetto way.
Oh, okay. Oh, bad. Oh,
so bad is good.
Bad. Okay. No, but, okay, that's what I have going right now. My merchandise.
Right.
And my T-shirt and my Christmas CD.
Okay, don't you think it's time maybe, though, to show a little initiative and come up with some new product for people?
I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah,
I am coming up with some new merchandise.
Like what?
Oh, well, I'm thinking about cutting a love song CD.
A song of what? What kind of
song? Song of love.
Love songs?
Yeah.
Dennis Murphy's love songs. I think that's a brilliant idea.
A good choice.
I
think that's fantastic. When can you get into the studio for that? I think the sooner you do this. But, you know, spring is just around the corner. We're almost in spring.
Can I recommend that song I hate, but I think you'd be great at?
What?
That Whitney Houston song? And I Will Always Love You.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I'd like to throw one in, too.
Okay.
After the Lovin'.
After the Lovin' was on.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
And the Love Boat. The Love Boat.
Hey, and, hold on. Three times a matey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that song gone. Three times a lady, man.
No. You got to say it the way. Dennis, do you realize when you say the word listener, it comes out listener.
No.
You said, I love Lucy. If you said, I love Lucy, it'd be, I love Lucy.
I love the listeners. That sounds like an L.
Now, wait, it does sound like an L. And you, on your album, though, on your Christmas, and may all their listeners. Now, do you cheat with the M sound sometimes when you're doing that?
No. When I say love, does it sound like I'm saying love or nub?
It sounds nub.
All right, say, I love Lucy.
I love Lucy. Okay, I love Lucy.
Oh, now see, that sounds perfect.
But you know,
I love Lucy's luscious lips.
I love Lucy's luscious lips.
He's rocking and rolling today.
I love Lois Lane and Lucy's luscious lips.
I love Lois Lane and Lucy's luscious lips.
He's working hard on that. I think the love songs. I mean, you can't get into a studio soon enough to make that album.
How about this one? If
a picture.
If a picture paints.
I'm going to write these down for you, Dan.
How about Wind Beneath My Wings?
Wind Beneath My Wings. Okay. That's a good one you should do,
excellent
Dennis.
Choice.
Okay. Another one was Having My Baby.
Yeah, let me hear a little bit of that. Do you know that one?
I know the, you know, the,
yeah,
the punchline.
Give me the chorus.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much I love you.
Yeah, that's
fantastic. Having my baby, you know, is that okay?
What about Nub Me Tender?
Nub Me Tender, Nub Me Sweet.
See, no, right there.
Nub.
Sings Nub. You weren't singing love, you sang Nub Me Tender.
Remember, I only have a half conch, so it takes me.
All right, I've got After the Lovin', I Will Always Love You, Having My Baby, Love Me Tender, The Love Boat.
Three times a matey.
Three times a lady.
A lady.
Wind Beneath My Wing.
Uh-huh.
If, I think, was one of them.
If by Brad.
That's an album, right?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
What about Love Me Tender?
Do you have that in my
Yeah, I have that.
You have Love Me Tender?
Okay.
And I'm going to come up with a couple of other love songs. Not love songs.
Right. Hey, you think you could do a Barry White song?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Oh, baby.
Hey, where's Barry White CD? I'd love to hear Dennis right now sing some Barry White.
All right.
Now, you don't fake it. Just make it you. Just try to make your voice sound just a little lower.
We're going to get a Barry White CD. And,
okay.
Do you know any Barry White songs?
Well, I know him, but I don't know the words.
We're going to give you up?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Hold on, Dennis.
Okay.
What's the one that's like all talk?
Well, there's a lot of them that are all talk.
There's a classic.
I want to get Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe.
Okay.
That one starts off with a lot of talk.
Yeah.
Can't Get Enough. Should I put that on the list?
I've heard people say.
I heard people say.
All
Yeah, that's for, that's
keep
it.
Keep going now.
That's the way you should do it.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
The many times we made love.
The many times we made love.
And shared love.
And shared love.
It doesn't seem to me like it's enough.
It doesn't seem like it's enough.
It's just not enough, babe.
It's just not enough, babe.
It's just not enough.
It's just not enough.
All right, now, just can't get enough of your love. Here you go. Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Murphy.
Come on, come on. Robbie, can you get him some headphones?
Yeah.
So he can actually hear.
Get yours, Rob.
Now, Dennis, you'll have the lyrics in front of you in the recording studio, right?
All right, now, here's another for you. You're my first. You're my last. My everything.
That's really... Which would you make your choice on that? Can't get enough of my love or...
Well,
my first, my last, my everything.
I like them both the same, but...
He's got to choose one.
Okay.
I'm going to wear the headphones I got on the skirt. Is that okay? No. But I'm not,
yeah, get them near your neck.
Okay.
Just put them around, okay. Just in your ears. All right. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, I'm ready.
Here we go.
We got it together, didn't we?
We really got it together.
We got together.
We've definitely got our thing together.
Isn't that nice?
I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it.
I mean, really, when you sit about it.
I can easily feel myself slipping into your arms. That super world.
That super world.
Yeah. Nobody but you.
Nobody but you.
And me.
And me, baby.
Right.
Do it, guys.
We are gone together, baby.
Okay, now, here we go. You're my first, my last, my everything. All right, here we go.
On my cue.
And one, two. One, two, three, go.
You know, baby,
my last,
my everything.
And the answer too.
You gotta work on it.
I'm gonna have to clap it.
Make an effort. Try to listen to what he's singing. That's what you are.
That's what you are.
I know.
Hello.
There's only one like you.
Only you, baby.
There's no way.
There's no way.
They could have made two.
Sing
it, Dennis. You're all I'm looking for.
You're all I'm looking for, God.
You're love I'll keep forevermore. You're my first.
You're my first.
You're my last.
You're my last.
My everything.
You're my everything. Oh, yeah, baby.
You've got to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay, now. In you.
I found.
A love so.
Oh,
so many things.
But you're not so many things.
A love so new.
Could bring.
Can't you see?
Baby.
It's you. You make
you
me feel this way. You're like a fresh morning dew. On a brand new day. I know.
So many ways.
That I can love you till the day I die.
Can love you till the day I die.
You're what I'm living for. Oh, sorry.
Oh,
I'm lost in the dream. No, am I.
My everything.
All right, Al, just give me some sex talk now during this ad lib. Go, Dennis.
Hey, baby. You and I are together. Can I suck on your neck? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Looking good, babe.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
going to kiss those monsters' lips.
Say unbelievable.
Unbelievable, baby.
All right, keep going to the dirty song.
Oh, wow. Can I go down there? Please?
And now apologize.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
All right,
Dennis. Good job, Dennis.
Thank you, Mike.
Dennis, get into the studio and record that ASAP.
Okay, I will. Oh, God. I can make my mortgage. What? What?
Dennis Murphy's Love Songs. Available with a special one-time offer. Baby, shake it. Oh.
Listen.
Now, just do some talking here. Don't ignore Barry White.
Okay.
Just talk.
Hi, babe.
Hey, everybody that's listening right now, if you're not driving, to enjoy this, close your eyes.
Hi, babe. It's you and me. We're on my big 88 sofa. Yeah. Do you want to lay down?
Dennis Murphy's new album is called Ill-Equipped for Love.
Do you want me on cock or on the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go with it, Dennis. Go with it. Go
okay.
ahead.
How about on the side?
Okay. We'll go on the side then now.
Yeah.
You and I. Can I kiss your lips, please?
No. Why go?
Okay. Okay.
Want to touch the breast.
Hey, I've got a good idea. Can I put my right hand on your left lip, please? Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's not too creepy.
Oh, wow.
Tell her you want to diddle her.
Hey. Hey, babe. Can I diddle you, please?
How about this?
How about some Duke action?
Hey. Oh. Hey, have you ever gone Duke action before?
Say, I'm Dennis Murphy, and I'm waiting outside your back door.
Oh, I'm Dennis Murphy, and guess what? I'm right behind your back, right outside your back door. Oh, yeah.
I'm Dennis Murphy, and I'm really ready for backdoor action.
Hey, I'm Dennis Murphy, and I need some backdoor action, please.
Spread your love cheeks.
Hey, dude, I got a good idea. Spread those love cheeks, please, babe.
That'll be fantastic. This is going to work now.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, looking good. Oh, you feel so wonderful, babe.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, babe. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
What do you want the girl to do to you?
Hey, babe.
Come on.
Hey, babe. Could you...
It's what the girl to do to you, but that's her.
Okay. Yeah. Could you put your lips on?
Look at the sweat.
My little friend, please. Oh, yeah, babe. Oh, that feels so good.
What? Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that feels good. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. You feel good tonight, babe. Oh, wow, man.
He's got to cut this leg in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You know what? We should throw out all the other regular songs, and it should be Dennis Murphy just love talk.
Yeah. Hey, I'm fine with it. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for the pleasure, babe. Yeah.
You give me a lot of pleasure.
Oh, you give me a lot of pleasure.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Women who give me pleasure.
Women give me pleasure once in a while.
All right.
In the last time I had pleasure with me today.
Let me hear you say this. Hey, bitch, hoist your meat curtains.
paper. Moist your meat curtain.
Hoist your meat curtain.
I can say moist.
Hoist your meat curtain.
Hey, bitch. Hoist your meat curtain for me.
I was thinking about doing some real songs, too.
I
think an entire album of this would be a little painful. A bit much.
No, but the thing is, I'm going to include some love songs.
I got you. Some love songs. Okay.
But it's love.
Love. Okay. It's love.
Love.
Okay. I think the listeners will like it, Dennis.
What have you got for us? What are the gifts you have for us?
Can Misha come in here, please?
Of course.
Misha!
Lisa, come take a look at the very sweaty
Lisa
Dennis Murphy.
Lisa gets a gift.
Yes.
Why do you have your camera
out? Oh, no. Can I click on my website, please?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
All right, yes.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Oh, wow. You look wonderful. Good for you, babe.
Thank you.
Why don't you cry more?
He's all sexed up. It looks like Lisa may have been given some sunglasses by Dennis.
Dennis is now taking a picture.
Is that you?
Sunglasses.
Dennis, why don't you take a picture with Lisa's sunglasses on?
Is that you, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good style?
Yeah. They're very pretty.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Lisa, put manga glasses for me. I got my camera ready. And
hold on. Dennis, you screwed the picture.
All right, no, pictures later.
Okay, okay.
All right, what else we got?
Johnny? Oh, no, Rob, come here, please.
Rob Spiewak.
Rob, I have a gift for you.
Oh, thank you, Dennis. Oh,
there you go, babe.
The bath towel.
Okay.
Oh, look at this. It's a Budweiser Stein. I collect beer Steins.
You're a connoisseur of beer, so I thought maybe you might like that.
Lovely, thoughtful gift that is.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Favorite enabler, Dennis Murphy.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a lovely one.
Rob, that would look lovely on your mantle.
It's got the Clydesdales on it.
I'll drink out of this.
It's Christmas motif, too, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. What's next, Dennis?
Okay, Charlie, are you within listening range?
Charlie Broyhill.
Charlie's a little busy.
Okay.
That's right. Remember, Charlie avoids Christmas anyway.
The good Charlie is pleasant, okay? Oh, you want to open it for him? Oh, open it.
Ow!
Let's see what Charlie got.
I've got him,
Oh, wow, a Steelers sweatshirt.
A sweatshirt.
You like that?
A Steelers sweatshirt.
Yeah, embroidered. That's a nice one.
You'll actually like that.
Yeah. You will.
Thank you.
Maybe he'll say thank you to you sometime.
Okay, Buck?
Yes.
Can you come in here, please?
Buzz Burbank coming over here. Dennis, you've gotten everybody a gift. That's wonderful.
Well,
3 months late.
I'm sorry. Buck is with you.
All right, what do you have there, Buzz?
Buzz, I hope that will go.
It's this year's sweater.
It's a sweater.
You like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a nice one.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
You couldn't lodge, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Very handsome.
Thank you.
Hey, Charlie, did you see the nice sweatshirt that Dennis gave you?
Not yet.
But why go?
He didn't do anything. He just told me
we have to break now.
We have to take him now.
Oh, we have to. Well, he can just talk to us with Dennis here.
Okay.
Body by Jake's on the phone. Jake Steinfeld.
Put him through. What line's he on, Charlie? You got him on yet?
Hold on, let me see if this is him. Hold on.
Hey, Jake? Jake Steinfeld?
Hello?
Is this Jake?
No.
No, this isn't Jake. Hold on, please. Jesus Christ. Hello, Jake?
Yeah, I was going to let Dynamite know.
No, you're not Jake.
That's not Jake.
This is not
you
Body.
Said, is this Jake?
This is not Body by Jake. He's not on the phone yet.
No.
What can we do for you?
Hey, I'll just, you guys are talking.
Oh, there he is.
Hello?
Yeah, hold on, please. Hey, Jake.
The boys.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Body by Jake. Jake Steinfeld.
Yeah. I tell you something. You know what? I got to tell you. Don, Mike.
Yes.
We are here. Alive and kicking and ready to rock 2001, predominantly because of you guys.
Oh, now you're here to push your lacrosse thing, right?
Well, that's what we're talking about. I mean, you know, after I did your show, I have to tell you this. We sold out UMBC Stadium. And it was incredible.
Oh, that's incredible. That's right. Great.
So now, what is this you're promoting now? In New York?
Well, no, I'm actually in L.A. right now.
You're in L.A.
And we launched, you know, we have our professional outdoor, brand new lacrosse league.
Lacrosse league, right.
Right.
That we're kicking off this June.
All right, well, don't make the mistakes that the XFL did.
Well, don't worry about it. We're not going to make those mistakes.
Jake? Jake, you know, hold on a second. Don't you hear a cell phone?
There's something happening with the cell phone. There's a breakup with the connection here.
Hold on just a second. Charlie, get Jake to call us back on a better cell.
Hey, guys, you know what? I'm not on a cell. I'm actually on a hotline, too.
That's weird.
You're on the hard line.
Kind of cutting out. Well, now we hear you okay.
Beautiful.
So you're excited about this league, right?
Yeah, we're very pumped up about it. And I'll tell you, we sort of joke about the NFL stuff. But the interesting thing is that the reason why I think this thing is going to succeed is predominantly because we have the best players in the world playing in this league.
Well, that's fantastic. And your sellout up in Baltimore was pretty high-level lacrosse, right?
Well, you know what? It's the best of the best of the best. And, you know,
all right, listen, I'm going to let him do a commercial here.
I think America's...
While he does a commercial, really Dennis, you do your sex thing to Barry White.
And, you know, at the end of the game, the players are going to be signing autographs. But the core of it is, we're going to have a great game.
That's really what
fans are looking for, a great sporting event.
All right, now what cities are you looking at? Excuse me. What cities are you looking at getting this league going in?
Well, we're in 6 markets right now, and we're launching this summer. We're in Rochester, New York. We're in Long Island, New York. We're in New Jersey, Connecticut, Baltimore, Washington. And we have a national television package with Fox Sports. And they're going to have 5 of our games nationally. And all the local games will be on the Fox Regionals.
So beautiful. And your involvement in the league is, what, he's a commissioner?
My league, fellas.
You own the league?
I own the league.
Wow.
You own the league. How many teams in the league right now?
There are six teams.
Yeah.
6 teams in the league. And we're kicking off. We're going to do it smart. You know, the sport of lacrosse has been around since before baseball, believe it or not. You know, we just want to grow this thing slowly. It happens to be the fastest growing game in the country. We have a great opportunity. I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be really family friendly. You know, it's the summertime. People are going to come to the parks and just have a great time and see the best lacrosse they've ever seen in their life.
All right, beautiful. Jake, you are a good friend, so I tell you
what.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds now. I know you've given us the wind-up here.
You're not willing to go off.
You've been a good, loyal friend.
Oh, wow.
30 seconds, free commercial, whatever numbers you need to give, go.
I'll do it in less than that. If you want to get any information about Major League Lacrosse, just go to MajorLeagueLacrosse.com. Yeah. Tell them Don and Mike sent you. And you're going to have a fantastic summer. Don and Mike, I hope to see you guys at one of the games or a couple of games.
Thanks, Jake. All right. Hey, thank you, Jake.
Oh,
fellas, thanks a million.
You bet.
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that can actually a lot to promote lacrosse right there. Good job, Dennis.
I mean, what are we going to say to Jake? I mean, we've had him on enough. We run out of stuff to talk to him.
Well, he got all the, what was it? The lacrosse.com.
Yeah, that's right. Major League Lacrosse.
MajorLeagueLacrosse.com.
There you go. That's what he wanted to do, and he succeeded.
All right. And MajorLeagueLacrosse.com.
Okay. All right. Come on. Come on,
big.
Well, what else you got?
Mike, I have a question for you.
Okay.
It's Mike, and Merry Christmas.
And you have not been late since Labor Day?
Since Labor Day.
Wow. That's with the broad you met on the internet in Phoenix?
Yes, in Phoenix.
Oh, beautiful golf shirts. Thank you, Dennis. That's very nice.
Is that you, Mike? Is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of course, they're beautiful shirts. Thank you. I'm kidding.
And Don?
Yes. Kidding, of course.
And the last gift is for Don.
Thank you,
Don. Don, how do you like this?
All right, Dennis, these are great shirts. I mean that. I mean, I was joking before. Actually, I really love this. I'll wear this. Sweater's beautiful.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Don, is that you?
Yes, that's...
Do you like that?
Yes.
That is quite nice, though. That's a very nice Baltimore Ravens jacket.
Baltimore Ravens jacket.
That's very nice. Like a coach's jacket. Thank you. That's very nice.
And to let you know, you two are equal, so I got you a equal value. So
that's
you don't
very
have
nice
to complain.
Of you to mention that.
Thank you. That's very nice.
Thank you very much, Dennis.
Thank you, Mike.
Good job.
Thank you.
Very good job.
They're all wonderful gifts.
They're really, you did a good job. It was only, 8 months late, but it was...
No, 3 months.
3 months.
12 days late.
3 months, 12 days.
Well, 19 days.
You were highly entertaining today, too.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, really, think about doing a spoken word album.
Okay.
Even if it's like the word, if you get the karaoke, like to If by Bread,
sure,
3 times a maid,
yeah,
or even
a lady,
the love boat.
Yeah, the Lassoon will be having, you know, another run. Yeah,
right. It works for Shatner. It could work for you.
Okay. I'll get on that.
All righty, then. Okay. Thanks. Get out now. Okay. Thank you, Dennis.
Can I say thank you?
What?
To who?
No, can you all?
Having
me on the show.
It's always a pleasure.
I really appreciate everything.
All right.
Love having
you. All right, then.
Okay.
All we ask is our Christmas presents on time.
Okay, but, you know.
Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank all you. Right. Bye. Okay. Take care, Dennis.
We'll be hearing plenty of him on Wednesday from Greenville.
DennisMulzer.com.
Dennis, the sooner you get into that studio, the better. We'd love to hear that.
Thank
you. Strike while the iron is hot.
Thanks, Dennis.
See ya.
Thanks so much.
There he goes.
Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Bye-bye. Take it. Merry Christmas, Dennis.
Get out.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Christ. Rob, that was an interesting way you shut the door when Dennis left.
Did you want the other way?
Yes, of course.
Okay, wonderful.
Because we don't get those very often. Bye, Dennis.
Take care.
Go on.
There you go. Nice big slam. I don't know if that was audible or not.
I don't know if it was audible either.
Big slam.
I just like it.
Well, he certainly was a help with the Jake Steinfeld interview.
Yes, he was. That was wonderful. They said, you know, you're a magician the way you tied all that together.
Because I don't think that Jake wanted to talk fun today. He wanted a free commercial for his lacrosse.
Yeah, he got it all in. He got it all in. That's what counts.
Right. Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. Don.
Yes, yes, we are. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you guys for the little Dennis Murphy song, I'll Never Get an Erection Again.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. And Elliot Siegel was trashing you guys this morning.
Oh, please. You know, listen, I'm so goddamn tired of playing cat and mouse.
Yeah, I know.
With this wannabe, big-time disc jockey. You know, we mentioned the douchebag one time on this show, like 3 weeks ago, and now he feels like he's on top of the world. Well,
yeah, we gave him what he wanted. That was our mistake. Yeah. We gave him what he wanted. You know, he's been trying to get a mention on this show for so long. We gave him what he wanted.
Right. So listen,
good for him. Just tell him the eagle doesn't hunt flies.
Thank you.
I love your show, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Please. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what else is new?
A douchebag.
You know, like we're not accustomed to that. It happens all the time.
Right.
It really does.
Big deal. Elliot Siegel was talking. I got news for you. Elliot Siegel, whoever the F you are. We got disc jockeys talking about us from coast to coast.
Amen,
pal.
Absolutely.
Please. You know what you are? You're a local disc jockey.
There you are.
On a local station. Get some ratings points. And then maybe I'll play your records. Where's that George Harrison tape? That's exactly how we feel about this disc jockey.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Enough with this guy.
Yeah, and you know what? I remember what we said about it. Was that people should call the show and cuss and tape it and send it to the FCC. Because when I've heard this guy's show, he does the show without a delay.
Right.
You know, and
was he about eight?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's easy to come on and say that you have a cutting edge radio show when you let people say the F word. But on the other hand, you know, we're censored all the time.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, we get faxes and stuff saying that this guy's calling us pussies and everything. I tell you what, try doing a real show, boy. Try doing a real show. Try doing a show where the FCC comes down on your ass every single friggin' week.
Absolutely.
We had another FCC meeting before the show today.
We can't breathe without the FCC paying attention.
Wow. Right. So maybe you can understand why we get a little upset when some Johnny-come-lately from Z100 comes on the air and thinks he's a big man because he lets people say the F word and he doesn't use the delay like all the real radio stations do. And we use the delay and we still get effed with by the FCC all the time.
Constantly.
Huh. Yeah. You know, walk a mile in these shoes, Johnny Shock Jock. Johnny Shock Jock.
And the guy, I mean, I've heard the guy, and the guy sounds seriously like he's 13 years old.
Right. And all I know is every time I turn that station on, I hear him playing a record.
And, or he's going,
right.
A little maniacal little thing.
Although he's not as bad as the Grease Man. I read an interview with the Grease Man. Now, you know, for a long time, we said, hey, the guy made a bad mistake.
Right.
But if the truth was that if he had some ratings, he wouldn't have been fired. There's no reason he should have a scarlet letter. He should, you know, get a job back. One day he even said, you know, we'd welcome him on this show.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the guy's down on his luck. Absolutely. Have him come on. You know, he's made amends, hopefully.
Well, I'm reading this article, this online article in FMQB.com. This is a radio site. They're doing an interview with Grease Man, and he says, I'm not a shock jock. I'm a shocked jock. Because listen to today's disc jockey. He's talking about what's on your vagina. What do you have planned for intercourse?
Oh, what's he doing? Trying to distance himself from everybody?
Yeah, what he's saying, in essence, what he's saying is, that kind of radio is vulgar and takes no talent.
Oh, so in other words, if you use doodads instead of vagina?
Yeah, if you...
You mean that's going to cover him?
If you say doodads instead of balls... You're okay. And if you say get a snarling instead of saying get a BJ,
right?
You're okay.
Oh, come on. Well, there's bitterness there, obviously.
I mean,
he didn't used to have that rap. That wasn't his rap in the old
days. No, it made me want to puke. Are you there, Buzz? Go to FMQB.com.
Do I click on the rock side or the Friday morning quarterback side?
Friday morning quarterback.
Okay.
You got to read this quote from the Grease Man.
It's amazing. You know, he ought to just shut up.
I'm not a shock jock. I'm a shock jock.
So he's going along this angle that he's above it all now.
It's like what we've heard from program directors for so long. Hey, you guys are so good. How come you can't be funny without being dirty?
Right.
You know, and in essence, what he's saying is he's funny without being dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But truth of the matter is, he's dirtier than any of them.
Oh, he is. He's done stuff. You know. I mean, anybody remembers the...
Are you there yet, bud?
Yes, but this program has performed an illegal operation and must be shut down.
You know what? I'll have Lisa pull it during a commercial.
All right.
I'll read it to you. And as for the other douchebag wannabe shock jock...
Hi, I'm George Harrison. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara, and I'm sure they never play my records either. Play some of my records, and maybe I will listen to it.
Right. Do something and maybe we'll pay attention to you.
Bingo.
You know? Otherwise, stop trolling around here like a goddamn seagull at Kmart.
That's exactly what he is.
Yeah, that's a play on his name, so that's even better. Let's do a break.
Very good.
And we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Perpetually battling J.D.
Every day.
The Don and Mike Show.
Every day. Now listen, Rob's birthday was last week. However, the multi-girl sex show for the special recipient who isn't Rob,
really,
has been rescheduled for tomorrow. So we're going to do that right at the beginning of the show tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Big live sex show. If you're watching TV tonight, listen for the voice of Mike as Keith Jackson on CBS. Warm that synergy on Yes, Dear.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I think that's what Charlie told me. That's the voice they used. And it's just a very brief snippet, similar to the thing you did on there.
Yeah, where's the one that I did? Just so that...
when you see him watching TV and you hear an announcer on TV, that's what this is going to be.
I mean, it's small and petty, but at this point, you know, it's what got us our SAG card.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, did you watch the SAG Awards last night?
I didn't watch any of the SAG Awards.
I watched just 2 seconds of it thinking... That we had a part in that we filled out the ballot as a goof.
That's right. You brought your ballot in, and we filled that out. I did not fill out mine at home, so...
And with all the worst possible candidates,
right.
Except for, like, The Sopranos.
The Sopranos. Now, did The Sopranos do well? Did you watch enough of it to find out? Or?
Now, I saw Julia Roberts one. That's all I saw. But listen, we'll talk about The Sopranos, and I want to talk about your weekend. Hold on, BN is on the phone. BN!
Yo,
BN.
Mike, what's going on?
Hello, BN.
All right, I'm just chilling. What's up with y'all?
You know, you gotta change your name. You're not BN.
What you mean I ain't BN?
Well, you seem like you're in a good mood now.
You're not bitter.
I'm always in a good mood. I'm just sort of, what you mean I ain't bitter?
Ah, there we go.
Okay, listen, it's fine with me if you're not bitter.
I mean, you know, maybe I was just a little incognito, you know what I mean?
I mean, you could be HN for all I care. You'd be happy, and, you know.
Doesn't have the same bite.
You could be HGLN. Happy-go-lucky.
Absolutely.
Right.
Enough.
You could be VMSN. Violent mood swing.
True. Are you done?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. OTTWN.
We're getting him irritated.
On top of the world, then.
Yeah. Listen, it ain't even about 40 this week, all right?
Oh, you are bitter. What are you bitter about, BN?
I'm noticing, not to be jumping on the bandwagon a little bit, but after you guys go off the air here in B-more, those weird-ass guys, Stan the Fan and them, they go ahead and they slam on your asses too, you know what I mean?
That's happened forever. That guy hates us.
Yep. Yeah, well, listen. Yeah.
I mean, if you were him, you'd have to have somebody to hate.
You know, I was. About that, you know, but I just figured I'd let y'all guys know that, you know.
Thank you.
Y'all still know how I feel about 40, so we ain't even got to go there.
Right.
The minute I heard his, don't get me started again. Yeah.
Well, listen, if we're going to be on the level of guys that annoy us, let me just say this. Stan the Fan is more annoying than the guy on DC 101 who's nothing.
Right.
So, you know. Who cares? Stan the Fan, keep giving the race results from Pimlico.
Hello, Stan the Fan in Baltimore.
Fine. Hey, you know, it seems like that's the theme lately. And you know what? That's when we know we're doing a good job.
Right.
Gotcha. And listen, BN, I got to go because I got to read this thing about the Grease Man.
All right.
Speaking of disc jockeys we hate. You know, and what pisses me off is for a long time, we actually stood up and said, hey, you know, the guy got fired, but
right.
He should have apologized. I should have hired him back.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. This is from question and answer. Grease Man shrieks again on his own terms.
Right, yeah, because he's paying for it.
Let's see. Anybody can do topicality. Anybody can relate. Anybody can do those stupid survivor parties.
Now, he says that anybody can do topicality because that was one of the things I was talking about it just the other day, that his show was sorely lacking, and that's why it was like the one-trick pony deal.
Well, half those boss jocks around America couldn't do a show without 15 newspapers. Again, correct. That's where you get a lot of good material from.
Right. Yeah.
Us Magazine, People Magazine, The Enquirer, the tabloids. I'm one of the few guys you could lock in a room with nothing. No windows, nothing. And I'll come up with 4 hours from the twisted caverns of my own mind.
You know, it's funny you mention that. I've seen videotape when he's doing his show. Remember when he used to do a show on DC 101? And they'd show that guy in back of him that's practically, you know, going into an epileptic seizure because he's got to hand him so many tapes every 5 minutes.
Oh, what's the guy's name? Bill Scanlon.
Right.
He used to write the bits.
Mm-hmm.
We used to see the scripts.
Yep.
Of the bits that the Grease Man would do. He's supposed to be this great, top-of-mind, spontaneous radio character, you know, and it would always be the same setup, and the guy behind him would just hand him a typewritten page of, like, all the 20 minutes of bits.
You know, it's amazing that this guy steps on his own, and then he is so bitter right now. It's obvious that, you know what that tells me when I hear a guy talking like that, when he's slamming everybody else, he didn't get it.
Okay, here you go. Now, here's the part that got me. What do you think, Grease Man, of the state of the radio industry today?
I think it's grim. There's not a lot of creativity. Not a lot of people can come up with stuff. It's so much easier to destroy than to create. You've got a million DJs that are truly shock jocks. I'm always amazed when they call me a shock jock. I'm shocked. I'd be referred to as a shock jock.
Oh, God.
I tell stories. You were there. You saw what happened. You are highly entertained. How can you fit me in the genre of people that get on and go, so how's your vagina? Have you shaved your pubic hairs today? Show me your breasts. And then it says in parentheses, sarcastically, those are really talented shows. Give me a break.
He's bitter.
Yeah.
He was always one of the guys, I used to tell this to people, he's one of the guys that didn't do that. He didn't get into that. And now it sounds like the layoff and all the crap that he's gone through has made him a little bitter.
Right. Well, consider the fact. The guy is paying $20,000 a month to be on 2 hours a day on a station here in D.C. that nobody can hear. That's Vietnamese.
Wow.
It's a Vietnamese radio station.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he pays him $20,000 a month. And he's on from 6 to 8 in the morning.
And he's as dirty as any guy. I mean, he was as dirty when he was on before. I mean, come on.
You know, just fess up to what you do.
You know, it's like, don't try to take the high ground. I mean, it's not, if you're going to take the high ground, you know, you don't do what you're doing for a living.
Right.
We all live down here.
Come on. There's plenty of room in the gutter. We're all getting rich.
Absolutely.
You know, we're all getting rich in the gutter.
Absolutely.
That's fine. And, you know, and further, you can't do a show without the newspaper.
Well, you're goddamn right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing his show lacks. If I have one knockout, I say it's weird that he has this thing, because I said that on Friday.
Right.
That the one thing about that show is that it was just so repetitive and inane, and he never did respond to what was going on around him. And I think that's why the show was so stale, and when they hired him here, you know, we used to listen to it, and it was just, God, same old
crap.
Yeah,
I mean, we used to think it sucked, and they would say, don't say anything, because he's on the team, yeah. Hey.
Right.
What do I do?
Ding, dang, boo, ding, 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 ding. You know, moments funny. I mean, extremely funny moments. There are times where I used to laugh at the guy.
Sure.
But, you know, I hate to see him doing this. Yeah, we're all making a living.
You know what it is? You know, I feel bad for the guy. The guy got blackballed in radio. I don't think it's fair he got blackballed. I'm sorry you got to pay $20,000 a month to get on a Vietnamese station. But, you know, you're as bad as we are.
Right.
Just because you use code words to talk about intercourse and vaginas and penises and breasts.
Yeah, I think one of the crap he did is a lot more damaging than anything we've ever done on this show. That's for sure. I mean, really. I mean, that's crappy stuff that he did.
I'm always amazed when they call me a shock jock. I'd be shocked I'd be referred to as a shock jock.
You know, if you're going to write that, put some of his previous statements next to it.
Yeah.
When he talks about,
yeah, he says
what's really shocking.
Right, absolutely. You know?
Oh.
Right.
You know, for me, the sex stuff, hey, you can have all that all day long, you know?
Right.
And he's also, because he puts his little silly words in there, he thinks it's not dirty.
Right.
You know, he thinks that he's above it. That's silly.
Yeah, but you got to be honest with what you do.
No.
You know, I have this discussion. You know, God love her. My wife gets what we do.
Mm-hmm.
She gets
mm-hmm.
what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I go home sometimes and she'll really say to me, that was quite a show today. And she doesn't say that to me like, hey, great show today.
Right.
It's like, that was quite a show.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows, hey, we're doing a show that people like listening to.
Yeah, and it's a show. It is a show.
And I say to my wife, you're to deal with it, honey.
Oh, man. Very sad.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Sad that he's going in that direction. You know?
And here's the most telling thing about it, is that what makes the new Grease Man show different from the old one?
Nothing.
Yeah, see? It's the same show with the same bits.
Pandering to the same people.
The stories that people like, the wacky flights of fancy, the topicality, a sprinkling of naughty behavior.
Oh, God.
Garbage. Yeah, come on, please.
Shut up.
You know, and Reed, this is that douchebag that called us last week about our show. You know, this is what we would be if we never changed what we do on the show.
Yeah, and we had, you know, significant, you know, racial slurs that got us in trouble with every single black person in the city.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's what it would be like.
Absolutely. I was just talking about the point about, you know.
I mean, really, you know, and we were cutting him slack to the extent of, you know, hey, he showed remorse, okay? What I see when I read that is a guy that really, you didn't learn from any of that.
Right.
And I think that was the issue of a lot of people that had problems with that, you know, you just move on. And you do become a little more self-aware. There's another case of the self-awareness.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's just mad.
You got to know who you are.
I mean, you know, I respect the guy more. He just came out and said, you know what, hey, I'm pissed. I got blackballed in radio. There's guys that say stuff 100 times worse than me. They wouldn't have got fired if they were me because they got ratings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's true. Worse things are said on the radio by other disc jockeys who don't get fired because they have ratings. So it's, you know, don't be mad at the radio industry.
Jesus Christ.
As bad as everybody.
Christ.
So how's your vagina? You know, on his show, you'd say, how's that nice little hairy patch?
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's better.
What's the difference? Show me your breasts. You know what it is on his show? Show me your tatas.
Yeah.
And your scamper. Your scamper.
Yeah, and that's what he does. His little lingo.
Yeah, you know, he
tries to distance himself, and I'm not sure what he's doing.
He doesn't have the balls to say, you know, hey, look at my balls. He'll say, hey, look at these doodads.
You know, really, when you consider what he did, at least when I used to listen to it, some of the stuff he did, you want to talk about graphic with sound effects and everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to talk about that. We used to slam him for that. You know, because it was just kind of a one deal where it's like, you know, you want to hear sounds of, you know, men reaching nirvana.
Right. Well, you know, more power to him, poor
good
Sap.
Luck. Good luck.
Poor Sap.
I just hope he gets it.
I don't think he does.
I don't either.
I don't think he does.
It's a shame.
Yeah, I'm Jacques. We call this Jacques.
Yeah, Jacques. Overused term anyway. Obviously, he can't handle that.
Right.
Yeah, the term shock jock is just way overused.
Hey, but whatever. If they're going to call you something that's popular, you know, hey, go with it.
You dumb, you daft prick.
Ring, dang, do.
Just go with it.
Absolutely.
But no, that's fine. Keep doing your Sergeant Fury bits. The same stuff you did 20 years ago. You know, keep doing that. That's fine. You know, the other thing. When Frank Ahearns of the Post climbed into Greaseman's rectal cavity to do his interview last week with him, you know, there was one thing that said Greaseman was Washington's number one disc jockey 15 years ago. That's again, not exactly true.
No, it's not.
He was number one until we signed on.
Yeah. Absolutely. We consistently beat him. He beat us once or twice, but we beat him overall. We beat him overwhelmingly in the ratings. We did.
But history keeps getting rewritten.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Especially when the reporter doesn't like you.
And that's right.
Ring, dang, do.
Ring, dang, do. Hey, my doodads, my doodads. You know what that's like? My balls.
Right.
My balls.
That's exactly what it is.
What's the difference?
It's the same thing.
What's the difference?
Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going? Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
I went to his show one time, probably 3-4 years ago, and I didn't realize how taped it was. He goes into a joke, and he's talking about how the producer wrote his script and what have you. He goes into a joke and then plays it on the air maybe 15 minutes later, and then puts it on the air to finish the joke, which his producer cooked it for him. He would say, hey, I think you could go this way with it or what have you.
Yeah,
he absolutely sucked.
Yeah, he had this guy, Bill Scanlon. We met him. This guy would write all of his bits for him.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a pre-prepared, laid-out thing. I mean, it's exactly what it was. Anybody that's seen him work like this guy, I mean, you know, it's a constant little creation of little tapes being put here and there. I mean, that's what he does. It's not like there's no preparation that goes into it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there, Don.
I like this show. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey there, it's Neil.
Yes, Neil, hello.
Hey, buddy, hang on. You know, I listen to both shows. I like both shows. I think they're different. I think they're both pretty topical most of the time. The Greaseman's getting back into it, but actually, you know, you said nobody hears that station. I live in Lowell, Maryland. I work in Herndon, Virginia. I get it most of the drive.
Well, great. How do you like it at 8 o'clock?
Pardon me?
How do you like it at 8 o'clock?
I'm not on the road at 8 o'clock, so I don't hear it at 8 o'clock.
Well, that's the best part of the show. Listen tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
When it goes off the air?
Yeah.
I hear you. Hey, you know, the funny thing, the guy just came on the air and said that everything's pre-taped. Actually, you know, he takes the phone call, tapes that, and then plays it a few minutes later. It's not like, and he, you know, I've been to a show. He's not that bad. I mean, he's pretty good.
Listen, that's like, fine. And we have actually in the past been supportive of the guy. All we're saying is don't try to distance yourself from all the other disc jockeys and what we all do. We are all down here in that little lowest common denominator thing. People like dirty. If people say it's a crutch, hey, it's funny and we're all trying to be funny.
Right.
And people laugh at irreverence. Forever they've laughed at that. And so that's a lot of people's act.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is the APTCB.
Hey.
Hey, well, something about that grease man.
Okay,
that guy was not funny, baby.
Hey, just let me tell you
something. Big Gum Jim.
Listen.
Tell you something, Big Gum Jim. I'm not going to say it.
Okay, good.
Let me tell you something. You're an a-hole.
I was going to tell you, they're going to delete you out if you say it, but go ahead.
No, it's not a stand here now.
Something about Mr. Brown I called last week trying to bust some balls, got his hat handed to him by Donnie Mike. You're an a-hole, man. You're nothing but a hound dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, baby. Now, yeah, I was still wasting all my time. I was going to say, happy birthday, Mr. Earl Speedway. I was in the hotel room one time.
I hear a dog back there.
Had some Vicodin, had some methadone, had a real good time.
What's with the dog?
He's gone. He just hangs up.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, bud, buddy.
Hello.
Hey, man, I want to pile on Doug. Okay, I think it was like last week you guys even said he would open a Las Vegas show for you guys.
Yeah, we extended that olive branch when he was out of work.
He's
absolutely
not but the BG, the bitter grease man.
Yeah, he's bitter.
Okay. I mean, his bits are revamped from the old DC 101 days, man.
Right.
They're
all
so
right.
old.
Thank you.
But
thank
on
you,
a serious
friend.
Note.
But I love it at 8 o'clock. I love it at 8 o'clock.
Terrible.
Of course, because I speak fluent Vietnamese.
You always have.
So I love it when this, and you got to hear the switch over. And I've been in the car driving carpool where he'll be going.
I got to listen to this.
And because at 8 o'clock, there's no rhyme or reason. He'll go,
hey, good morning, it's the Grease Man. It's after 8 o'clock. Anyway, you in. And so waddle da loo. Hey, got my doodads.
You know, if those numbers are true, and for that size station, they got a good deal from him.
Oh, they sure did.
For 2 hours a morning.
Oh, yeah. Guys paying him $20,000 a month to have a show broadcast 2 hours a day on a Vietnamese radio station.
A significant coin.
I wouldn't call that a great syndication comeback effort.
Not at all. Not a good deal. Hope he makes his money back.
No, I really wouldn't. Jesus, but listen tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Because that's the funniest. Because it's not like there's a scheduled, okay, I'm going to break now and they're going to go to the Vietnamese format.
Right.
They just turn him off at 8 o'clock and they go right to the Vietnamese news. Right.
He's out of there.
Right.
he probably took somebody else's time.
Hello. Yeah, it's a brokered station.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
You know, don't even get me going on the fact that he's on our station in Portland.
Uh-oh. Yeah, really.
That J.J. McKay is paying him $2,000 a month for that show.
Well, that'll take a bite out of his what he's paying the station in D.C. to start.
$500 a week.
There you go.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine you had a syndicated show and you went to a market like Portland, which is a top 45 market.
Right.
He said, hey, you can have this show for $500 a week.
Thank you.
$500 a week for a show?
Please, sir, may I have another?
Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Radio drug lords.
You know, she's probably playing
How
the board up more than he's getting.
Yeah, right. The board up is probably making more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. The board up for the ring dang do.
Yeah.
Hi, what can we do for you?
Actually, I needed some advice.
Go.
Been seeing a married woman, haven't had contact with her since before Christmas. She called me up the other day.
A married woman?
Yeah.
So you mean you've been, you're committing adultery with this woman, and then you stopped?
Not anymore.
Okay, so you're not seeing her anymore.
Is her name Frida?
No.
Is her name Laura?
Yes. No, it's that.
Is her name Marcia?
No, it's
Is her name Carrie?
No.
All right. Go ahead. We're all clear.
So, you know, I said, hey, you're married. I am not going to pursue anything with you. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Man, that hurts. That's
well,
the crap detector
her,
coming
I...
out of my top of my head.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Because we all know when you are having an affair with a married woman, you want to call a national radio show. It's your first priority.
Yeah. Well, didn't this guy say that? Isn't the premise of this call, though, just to play devil's advocate that he broke it off with her?
I don't know. Let's listen.
I just need advice. I listen to you guys all the time.
What's the advice? What do you need?
Am I doing the right thing? She calls me back up after 4 months of not talking to her.
How long did you allegedly bang her?
18 months, a year.
Wow.
And no contact with her since before Christmas, and then she calls me up. And says, hey,
what do you want us to tell you? What do you want?
No, that's what I said.
What?
Well, I just want to talk.
Well, now, I just asked you, what do you want us to do? And you said, that's what I said.
Oh. I thought
what?
You were saying that she said, what do you want?
No. Why
You're
did you
such
call
a great
us?
Communicator, sir.
Why would you call a dope like Dr. Laura?
Well, because I respect you guys a lot more than Dr. Laura.
Are you looking for permission?
No. I mean, what do you guys think of it as well?
What are you talking about?
What should I do? Should I?
What is a stupid call this is? You shouldn't have banged her in the first place because she's married.
I understand that. And
it's pretty damn stupid to call a radio show and talk about it. And that makes, and it also makes me think it's probably BS.
It's not BS.
I'm sure it's BS. Prove it. Yeah.
Totally not BS.
Well, then how
you're just unflappable about it.
How can we help you? We are anti... Adultery.
I don't know if she is now divorced. Like I said, I haven't talked to her for...
You're dealing with a room full of married men that would probably be very concerned if their wives were involved with another guy.
Unless it was a great guy like you. Then I'd give my blessing.
I appreciate that.
Then I'd probably watch and videotape. Listen, how can we possibly help you?
I'm just...
What's the advice?
She called me up and says, hey, I want to have coffee with you. I want to talk. Should I even go to talk with her or should
I... Oh, you know what? I don't know what level this is on, but I mean, it's like a guy bragging. You know, it's like, hey, I'm just so scary hot that she can't stand. She's pursuing me, guys.
Do what you want.
Whatever you... Let your conscience be your guy.
Yeah, do what your penis tells you. I don't give a rat's ass. You know, as long as it's not my wife, I don't care.
It's not your wife.
I'm great.
See that.
Then bang her, don't bang her. I don't care.
Well, I haven't been, and should I just say, hey, no, it's not right?
How can we possibly make that determination for you?
We already given you our opinion that we are anti-adultery.
I screwed up in the first place, no doubt. I
just wish one time when I was listening to... I know this has turned into an entire radio show today. We're going to get off, the topic of radio.
Right.
But one time I wish when I was listening to Dr. Laura, I would hear her say what I am about to say.
Okay.
You are a mucking forearm. You truly are. I'm amazed that you could procreate if the story is true. I'm amazed that you could find a woman who would open her legs for you. Really. With the level of communication you've offered us. Listen.
I mean, really, it would seem to me that you would probably not have a problem with adultery because you obviously feel like you can call a radio station and make it just seem like it's pouring a drink of water.
And you already did it anyway. So if you want to do it, go ahead. If you don't want to... Don't do it.
You know, this is for all the adulterers that are out there. I have less of a problem with all of you that aren't calling a radio show than the guys like, I was with this married lady.
Yeah.
Are you assuming that that's our morality, too?
Well, speak for yourself, Mike.
Speak for yourself.
For the record, I am not married.
Okay.
That's fine then.
Great.
So you're a single guy, Barry. You know, and everybody's got their own situation, but what's weirded me out about you is just the way you're calling us. What should I do, guys? It's a question.
I have a lot more respect for you guys than a doctor, lawyer, Laura, or whomever.
Well, look,
I listen to you all the time.
That's misplaced. We're two stupid disc jockeys doing a radio show.
But, I mean, you haven't told us anything. I mean, are you passionately in love with this person?
I
don't care.
I mean, really, what is it? How can we possibly know what's in your mind in this woman's mind?
Listen, I'd advise you to go to lunch.
That's true.
Go to lunch.
I appreciate it.
Maybe your husband, right. Maybe she confessed to her husband, and her husband said, call the guy up and ask him to come to lunch, and I'll beat his ass. You know, maybe he'll be there.
Very good possibility.
Maybe he'll be there.
All right.
I also called
because I thought you guys would get a kick out of the radio drug lords, you know, radio...
Oh, and that was good judgment, yeah. Too.
Maybe he'll...
I heard that one, and I tried to ignore it, and then you moved back to that one again, you know?
I apologize.
Huh. Maybe he'll shoot one of your doodads off. One of your nasty doodads.
Nasty doodads.
You guys have a great day, and thanks for listening to me as long as you have.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
All right, goodbye.
Thanks for the call.
Wow, that one under does not get it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. But if you think he doesn't get it, if that's true, she really doesn't get it.
Absolutely.
If he is her gigolo?
Throwing her life away for that
for
moron.
Wow. All you think, he must have a gigantic...
Mm-hmm.
That must be it.
He has a massive love stick.
Just sits there, looks at it every night.
Yep,
it's big.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Where do you get these people from?
Honey, we send Charlie Broyhill out with a giant butterfly net every day.
Oh, I think so. There must be like something in the water in this area or something.
We can figure it out.
I love them. I love all the people who call the show. I truly do.
I never call radio stations, but I tried to call on, I believe it was Friday, when you had the guy on for like an hour telling you just how stupid your show was.
Yes.
And I was wondering then when to call in, because I can't believe some of these idiots that you have on.
Well, hey, but just remember one thing, there are idiots.
Yes, there are. And you know, this is why I listen to you every afternoon.
And that's the difference.
The idiots.
That's the difference between this show and any other show, that we occasionally will let an idiot go on. I mean, it's our choice.
It's showcase.
It's a
a conscious choice we make.
You know, and here's the difference right there. And I know there are honest shows. There are shows that tell it like it is. But I'll tell you right now, when a caller comes in, I would hear that on other callers where you would get two people or one person, whoever's hosting the show, that would go on for 45 minutes to an hour speaking to that person, lecturing them on the morality of adultery, you know, saying, well, why are you doing this? You really, and you know what? We just say, what the hell are you asking us for?
Right. Banger, don't banger,
I mean, whatever.
You moron, calling a radio show?
Please.
All right, we got to go, honey.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweet thing.
Bye.
Goodbye, baby. Goodbye, lovey. Are you married? Too bad. I wanted to sleep with her.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike show.
God, your show sucks.
Thank you.
Oh, come on.
No,
come on now.
You
come
are
on.
A freaking idiot. You're having a guy on there who is obviously fornicating with somebody, and he's asking for your advice.
This is a goof call.
No, it's not. You're a freaking idiot.
I'm a freaking idiot. Why am I a freaking
yes.
idiot?
All right, then let me... You got a guy there that's asking for some freaking help.
Well, he's calling the wrong show. This is not the helpline.
You're telling him. You're not giving him the help that he's wanting.
That's right. This is not the Red Cross.
No, screw you. He is asking somebody who he looks up to as a mentor, which obviously is an obvious freaking mistake.
I agree.
And I swear, why didn't you just tell the guy to get a life, go screw him if he wants to, and have a good freaking
day? Hey, listen, hey, douchebag, what did I say to him in essence? Do whatever you want. I don't care.
But you had to get to his freaking head, you idiot.
What, dummy?
No, I'm not freaking dummy here. You're the dumbass.
Why? I don't even, but you were just saying, why didn't you do what Don had just done?
That's exactly what I told him to do.
And he hangs up.
And you hang up.
Billy Cleary calling.
And there's love here.
Okay.
Enough.
Love.
That's it.
Exciting and new.
We got a break. Now I understand why the Grease Man has his producer write out those great bits for him.
Absolutely.
So he doesn't have to deal with spontaneous phone calls.
Fantastic.
Hey, I got a great idea. How about some Sergeant Fury?
Go enjoy the ring dang do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to give away the money.
Hey. Good.
Okay. Right now, we're giving away the money with a secret song.
Excellent.
It's by the Spin Doctors.
Yep. I guessed it already.
You got it.
I know what it is.
You do.
Yes, I do.
You the man.
Yes, I do.
Call 100. Good luck. 877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
Have you heard I'm doing my morning show at night?
Hey, let's grab a couple calls over the blower. Hi, it's Grease.
Hey, buddy, Grease.
Yes, sir.
Hey, long-time listener from Manassas.
Hey, I like that.
Manassas, Virginia, out here in Washington.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem, Grease. I was wondering if you could help me out with it.
Sure.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she likes ham and eggs upside down and nice and brown.
Yes?
Yeah, and you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do, sir. Ham and eggs upside down. Likes that thing nice and brown. Ain't nobody's business what I do. She thinks that I'm attacking when I'm just trying packing. Ain't nobody's business what I do. But all right, sir, whatever you and your honey do in the privacy of your own place is okay with me.
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
All right, hop on the gig, Grease.
All right, how about the guy?
Yeah, buddy.
Bye-bye. Hi, it's the Grease Man Show. What's cooking?
That's so funny because he didn't know that he was being goofed on by Bob the B.O. intern.
But if you're keeping track, that was Bob, B.O. Bob, getting him to talk about anal sex.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike.
Stellar job today, I might add.
Thank you,
they
Grease.
Love to screw until they're tired and sore. Don and Mike.
Yes. Thank you, Grease Man.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike.
Stellar job today, I might add.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that we do such a disgusting show, though.
Yeah, thanks for distancing yourself from us.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike.
A stellar job today, I might add.
Yeah.
Okay, time for caller number 100.
Well, thank you is just going back and forth.
Yeah, well, there's...
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. A stellar job today,
thank
I
you.
Might add.
Thank you, Grease.
Thank you, Doug.
There's love here.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, yeah, I'm caller 100.
Oh, yeah, you are. Oh, yeah.
I'm a winner, I think.
Okay, that's good.
Uh-huh.
What's your name, my friend?
Right. I'm Frank, stuck in Lodi, California.
Frank in Lodi, California. Frank, first let me tell you, you've won the Kiss Me, I'm Irish Bear. Yay.
With the Sopranos stuff.
From the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
Okay.
Order a bear for St. Patrick's Day today by calling 1-800-829-BEAR or going online at VermontTeddyBear.com.
Hey, about the Sopranos. No disappointments last night, huh?
No, not one.
Listen, when Janice stole that Russian broad's leg.
That's quality Janice moment there.
I really thought I was going to fall on the floor laughing.
You took my leg.
I really did.
That leg worth $20,000.
I can't wear the old one. I've gained weight since then. Lost weight.
Well, when the records get to their rightful owner. She's evil.
What'd she say about the karma?
Yeah, the karma. Yeah, when the other guy was standing next to him, Bill.
And she also called it piece of ass Russian
right.
leg.
That was an excellent episode last night.
She called Janice the C word a couple of times.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, a couple of. She's great. I hope they somehow work her character in and keep her around.
I liked everything about last night's episode. It was good, Tony. You know what? It's something both Mike and I mentioned separately to Rob
right.
that we noticed. Mm-hmm. Pauly Walnuts is a made guy. He's one of the upper guys in Tony's crew.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a ton of dough. He dresses nice.
Drives a Cadillac.
Drives a caddy. But, like, lives in a crack house.
Yeah, he lives in a, you know, just like a, obviously an efficiency. I mean, it's like one room. It's not even a bedroom. And, you know, he sleeps on kind of like a cot. And I think that's the, you know, that's supposed to tell you a lot about Pauly Walnuts when Christopher was going over to, you know, to tell him that he didn't make the payoff.
Beautiful. That was a great episode last night.
And it looks like
next week,
even better.
Yeah, next week looks fantastic.
Absolutely.
The Sopranos does not disappoint, man.
Janice gets hers next week. That's what it looks like.
I like the ceremony, too.
I want to tell you something about Carm. I would do Carm Soprano in a heartbeat. She has got some major league jugs.
Yeah, but I've seen Carm on Oz without makeup, and it just doesn't do it for
me. Okay, well, she'd have to be made up.
She'd have to be painted up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do Carm before I would do Meadow.
I'd do Janice before Carm.
You would not.
No, I wouldn't.
No. Meadow's ass is gigantic.
Is it really?
Yeah. Didn't you know?
It's not as big as it was.
Yes, it is.
Really?
I mean, in my opinion, it is. No. The scene last night.
I'd do Christopher's girlfriend before any of them.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
She's
absolutely. She is totally hot.
Skank ho.
Yeah, but she's made up to look like a skank ho. She's like, a beautiful woman in real life.
We're talking about as they are on the show.
As they are on the show. Oh, still.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I would do Carm before I would do Christopher's wife.
What? No.
I swear to God
You're
I would.
You're kidding me.
If we're playing Who Would You Do?
On The Sopranos, you would do Carm Soprano
before Christopher's wife.
I swear to God I would.
I would do Christopher's wife. I would do Artie Bucco's wife before I would do Carm.
I would not.
Yeah.
I do Carm.
Arthur Bucco.
I'm trying to think who I do before Carm. You know what? I might do Dr. Melfi before I do Carm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do Dr. Melfi before Carm. Absolutely.
What about the one-legged Russian nurse? How does she fit in
adultery?
In the rankings.
But yeah, sir, this is not adultery. This is just speculation. The one-legged Russian girl, I wouldn't do her.
I would do her. I would do her before Dr. Melfi.
What? Ooh. Really? Wow, you need to have your head examined. Wow.
Yeah.
I hope your wife gets back tonight.
Yeah.
You're nuts.
God, I just talked to her. I do,
Would
too.
She have to keep her leg on?
You don't know. Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
You know what? For an old broad, Carm Soprano's not a bad looking.
And you've always liked older women.
Yeah, you like older women. But there's something about Carm. Carm has a sexiness about her when she was getting ready to have the affair with the painter.
Oh, yep. She was all fixed up?
I mean, she really, that one day that she was waiting and he didn't show up, she really looked her best.
Hey, right. You know who really had some nice jugs on that show last night was the new guy, the guy from The Matrix, his wife, when she was on the phone with the...
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Joe Pantolantonio.
Yeah, the widow of Priel.
Right. Joey Pants.
Joey Pants, right. She has nice jugs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I think Christopher's girlfriend is still the hottest one on the show. I mean, I do like the scenes where the FBI agents are looking at her on the tennis court.
Shreya DiMatteo.
She's so dirty. She looks like she needs a scrubbing. I mean, I don't doubt what you're saying, that in real life, maybe she's a hot chick.
Yeah, but even when she needs a scrubbing, I like her, too.
I think in real life, she might need a scrubbing, too. I was standing right next to her. And
all right.
She likes her smokes and everything.
She did. Okay, good naughty girl.
Yeah,
that's okay.
She's very pleasant.
She can have her smokes.
I'll take Carm.
I'll light them for her.
I do Carm.
Right.
Then I do the psych. Then maybe Meadow.
I don't think so, Meadow. I
do Meadow before I would do Christopher's wife.
I get too caught up with the Meadow, you know, being the daughter on the show stuff, you know, and I got that daughter.
That's
thing
your own.
That's my.
Hey, we have them.
We all have our hang-ups.
That's your own issue.
I know. It's my own issue. You know, it's that karma thing, just like Janice was talking about. I would do, let me see, in order, I would do Janice.
Then Livia.
Then Janice.
Then Janice.
And Livia, right. You need a shovel.
You do Livia.
That's right.
No, we would recreate her electronically.
No, I would do Janice, and then I would do that woman that was in a wheelchair that spoke at at Livia's
absolutely
funeral.
Absolutely. But at least there's finally a show on that we can all agree doesn't suck.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Even when it's like, I thought last night was a good episode. I think it was one of their best episodes, but I thought it was still the best written, most entertaining show on television.
That show, all three seasons, it's always started out good and ended
The only thing I don't like on The Sopranos, and I want them to be careful with this, is like when they did the Christopher thing being the brooding actor, when he had all his dilemmas. I like Christopher. I like him to have some in the win column. I don't like him to be the total loser, so I hope he gets
just
together.
They're just setting this up.
Yeah, I know.
That was just a setup. Look at the big picture. Christopher's going to do fine with the sports book.
It's weird how I feel about that character when he walks into the pizza place. I like him being the tough guy.
You don't
That's what
see
I love.
Him
I like.
Screw up?
No, I want to see him bully people.
Oh,
I want to see him screw up by bullying people.
I want to see him screw up in a funny way.
Right.
The best compliment I give The Sopranos is, it's the only show I watch, and I don't check my watch.
Oh, absolutely.
And when it's over, you go, wow. Was that it? And just like on
when it's over, you go, wow, I'm watching Autopsy.
Yeah, and hey, I started to watch it last night.
I watched it. My wife wasn't home, and I was scared. I had to turn it off. It scared me.
My wife made me change the channel.
It's horribly scary. I find Autopsy one of the most frightening shows on television. And you got that sick old coroner, and I don't care, man. You got to be a little twisted to do that for a living.
They
I don't
really
care what
show
anybody says.
Real dead people.
They show, they show parts.
Yeah, I know.
It's disgusting.
They cut them open.
But it's scary, too, because you say, you know, they get done doing this whole thing about accusing this Boy Scout leader of murder. And then they said that he fit the pedophile profile, and they turned out that the whole thing was BS. That he wasn't that way. He is found because of this certain evidence they found through the autopsy.
Charlie Stussel.
Yeah, really. Kind of looked like Charlie Stussel. And they found out that he wasn't guilty. And then at the very end, you say to yourself, well, there's no word about finding anybody else guilty. So that horrible mutilated body is just sitting there, and somebody's walking around that did it.
Hey, don't take it personal.
Well, it just scares me.
It's just TV, man.
I mean, no, it's not. It's
Excuse
real.
Me. Excuse me. It's not TV.
It's HBO.
That's all right. Listen, are you ready to go for the money?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, hope you get it here. $500 online. Title and artist, please, for secret song number 7. Don't answer until Mike sings like Queen.
All right.
Do you mean a fag or do you mean the band?
The band and a song significant to what I think this guy's going to do.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
There it is. And if we do happen to give the money away, I want to make sure I get the plug in here first. Main Street Title. The guys on the third floor who are supplying all the money, they're bankrolling this contest.
We are the champions.
Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Very nice. You know, just to prolong the drama of this,
Killer Queen.
I was reading something about Jesus freaks who make music. Now, not like Amy Grant,
right?
Like that, but real, and not Creed, not bands who write lyrics who you can interpret one way or the other as having religious intones. There are bands that do covers of hard rock, classic rock, and they change the lyrics. I gotta get the album because instead of we will rock you, they go, Jesus, he will rock you.
There you go.
Right. Rock you.
Fantastic. Amen.
Oh, and we have it right here?
Yeah, I have it.
One of these Jesus bands.
Yeah.
Listen, please. This band's really into Jesus.
We are. All of us. The prerequisite to be in the band.
Of course, we had a rough rehearsal yesterday.
Mike O'Mara's crap, everybody.
Crap had a bit of a dicey rehearsal yesterday.
I don't want to call it a setback, but it was a setback.
Well, I think the Paul McCartney of crap only got 2 hours sleep over the weekend.
Yeah, I think the drummer might have had something to do with it. Except we do a new Stevie Ray Vaughan song yesterday that I killed on.
Hey, listen. For $500, give us a title and artist.
Okay, the Spin Doctors, Little Miss Dangerous. Oh, come on!
No.
Everybody who knows the answer.
That was a big hit.
Go look it up, pal. There's no song called Little Miss Dangerous.
Say the S word.
Don't drop the S bomb.
Sorry, damn.
It's all about paying attention.
Do you have any Sopranos booby prizes?
I already gave you a goddamn teddy bear.
That's all he ever wanted.
Can I trade that in for the Sopranos?
Hey, that's an Irish teddy bear, pal.
Hold on, you moron.
Jesus.
Little Miss Dangerous?
Little Miss Dangerous.
Wow. Okay. The contest lives to play again.
Wow. That is the title, correct?
There are three words after it.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Right. All right. Okay. Okay.
But it's not Little Miss Dangerous.
See, I thought I didn't know that, you know, I didn't know what the title was.
As a matter of fact, the three words after those two words might be in parentheses, but they are part of the title of the song.
No, no, right. One full word.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what they sing in the song.
Right?
Yeah, right, bud. Right. You got it, right.
Sure.
Little. Is it? Hi, this is Billy Cleary. I am Billy Cleary. Is it Little Miss Dangerous?
Little Miss Dangerous.
No? I'm thinking about going back to the married woman. All right, the money is still there.
There you go.
We'll give it away before we get out of here. We find out about Mike's weekend. We come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Have I had sex with anyone in this room tonight? You're sure about this? All right, good. Resume party.
It's time to squat and take a growler. It's time for Don and Mike.
So, I know the answer, but let me ask you. On behalf of all the listeners, all the listeners, all the misters,
yes.
Your wife got on the boat on Friday.
Yeah, I just spoke to her now. She's not back home yet.
How many times did she call you over the weekend?
She called me once on Friday when she was in Fort Lauderdale.
You told us that on Friday's show, though.
And that was 2 minutes after, 2 minutes after 2 o'clock. I was late and we had a very brief conversation. Right. And then...
About Friday night.
No.
Saturday morning.
Well, Saturday morning, no.
Saturday afternoon?
Nope.
Saturday night?
No.
Sunday morning?
No.
Sunday afternoon?
Sunday afternoon, no.
Sunday night?
No.
Monday morning?
Yes.
Ah.
This morning at 7 o'clock, I got a call from my wife, who called me and said,
"Hello, how are you, honey?"
Now, in fairness to my wife, that normally will be the voice that one gets when one has had too much alcohol. My wife doesn't drink significant amounts of alcohol. She may have, but she blows her voice out when she is, like, in loud places, like nightclubs. So I can only assume.
I can think of another way.
I know. Well, you're a horrible man for saying that.
I didn't say it. I was
thinking the
it.
Same thing too. You know, because I know what you're thinking, and I can't say. I would never say this, but just for your benefit, I will do pantomime as to how that would happen. Yeah. a big drunken sex orgy.
Oh,
it just was. You know,
Laura.
Laura, we were doing that with all. Yeah. Do you want? Am I telling you about my weekend now or not?
Well, first tell us about your wife on the boat.
All right.
You know?
All right. Well, first of all, what I know is this, that they are now in Atlanta, and they're coming in on, you know, hopefully, they've had horrible weather. Anybody that's following the news, I guess they have tornadoes down there, and they're flying, you know, from Florida to Atlanta, which is, you know, not always my choice, but, you know, it was that or pay, you know, a couple hundred dollars more, and we have our limits. So she actually is in Atlanta coming home. She did not call me until this morning. And last night, after my weekend was over, you know, and I really made an effort all weekend to kind of forget about the fact that she was gone, and I got lots of babysitters and had a good time with my daughters during the day on the weekend. But I didn't hear from her. And about last night,
is that when it hit you?
Right after The Sopranos, and right after I got frightened by Autopsy, and I turned it off, and I said I was sleepy, and I was sitting there, and before I went to bed, I'm like, man,
you know, it would have been, the loneliness just descended upon me like, no, I mean, it was horrible. I'm not used to this.
Listen,
I'm not used
to,
Laura and I have been together, you know, counting the time we were together before we got married for 8 years, and it is, you know, I am not used to being apart from her. I go away on our trips when we go out to Reno and what have you, but she's never, when I've been home, she's always been home. She doesn't do this very often. And so, I mean, I was sitting there and I began to have the, you know, the combination of, my weekend and the way I was feeling, just a wave of self-pity began to wash all over me. It's like, here I am, I've scrubbed our babies, put them to bed, and I'm sitting here, and I ate some Hostess donuts. The whole, we got a big box of Hostess for the kids, right? But Daddy dove into them.
Yeah.
So I'm drinking a Diet Sprite and a box of Hostess donuts with the powdered sugar, like, dancing in my chest. And I'm sitting there just feeling completely lonely and sorry for myself, not really knowing what the hell she was up to all weekend, knowing that she was away with five other women who were all wives of friends of mine. And it was a little depressing. So I really, in the time I've spoken to her, I can't get the information on what happened on the cruise because she's incapable of talking.
Because something's happened to her throat.
Stop it. Stop it. This is difficult enough.
I'm sure it's what you said.
Well, it is what I said. But I mean, I still don't know. I don't know any details, and it's kind of frustrating. And you know what? I'm too annoyed at the way her voice sounds because it just sounds to me like she had a hell of a weekend.
Yeah.
And I got annoyed. I couldn't help it. I was really missing her. And when the phone rang this morning and I saw on the caller ID that it was her phone, and I'm like, wow. And I pick it up and I'm like, well, hello. And I get, party boy. You know, and it's not because of booze, it's because I know she talks when you know you've got six mommies all going down on this trip together, and
you said it again.
Yes,
going down.
Stop it. Hello there. Yeah, Julio.
Hello.
But you know, I had my weekend too.
Yes, you did.
I did.
I just want to tell you, as someone who's been there,
mm-hmm.
I've tried to walk you through this,
right?
Do not feel bad because you didn't get the call. Do not feel self-pity. Do not eat a box of donuts. Don't feel lonely.
Well, last night was the first time I dove into the donuts, but that was a lot of things at play. I was working on a pretty significant turbo hangover from the weekend. I mean, I went out all weekend is what I did.
But it's gonna, as you stay married, the longer you stay married, the more she's going to realize that she can do fun stuff, too.
Well, she does, too, and she likes it. And she was with another, I think another one of her friends, Cindy, was the same, that she had not been away since she had been married, you know, on her own, going out, like, with one of these girls' trips. And so they were a little, there was some trepidation about doing it. They felt a little anxiety over it because they weren't used to doing it. But it sounded to me like they've had a fantastic time. So I believe this will be the first of, like, hundreds of these trips.
I bet they all found a way to relieve that anxiety.
I'm sure they did, okay? I am sure they did. But I found a way to relieve my anxiety, too, okay?
Listen.
And I got to mention the Shark Club, or I'll tell you right now, the Shark Club is my place.
You're going to get a home break?
I'm going to tell you right now about the Shark Club. They can take my photograph, and they can put it up on their sign.
You're going to get a whole break for the Shark Club.
You can see a sign that says Shark Club right up there, and you can put my face up in neon. With a big grin, you know, with a little cocktail glass in my hand, just nodding, going,
so tomorrow, will you give us the full report?
Yes.
After you give your wife the Inquisition tonight when she gets home.
Absolutely.
And what will the Inquisition be like? Will it be a loving Inquisition?
The Inquisition will be, honey, would you like to go to the Shark Club this weekend? Because it's my favorite place in the whole wide world.
Oh. But really, when she gets back, how deep into the questioning will you get?
Will
you
go all the way. I will be a surgeon. I will do an MRI on the woman. I will find out everything that happened, and I will tell you this. This is all the same social group that I travel in, okay? These are the people, and I think it is St. Patrick's Day Saturday, so I think that there's going to be a dinner where everybody's getting together, and I think we are going to compare notes. And what I'm looking for is not necessarily the information from my wife. What I am looking for is getting all these couples together, and I think this is essential. I'll pass this along to my friends, but I'll tell you that this is essential because I want all the couples there so we can get that story that I fear more than anything else that I hope doesn't happen. But that fear of a, well, not as bad as Laura. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay, all right.
As long as that doesn't happen, I think I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna be fine.
At some point, you mentioned 8 years. You know, I've been 20 years. At some point, it's gonna be this. It's
right.
Not gonna be just that she goes away, you know, on a cruise with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get what I got laid on me.
Yeah,
and that was, I'm going to the beach next weekend. And I said, great.
Oh,
I love that. I'd love to get away to the beach. She said, no.
Right.
Not you, me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the beach.
Right.
With Sarah, the British lady.
You know what you should do?
What?
I swear to God. You know what you should do? You should go to the Shark Club. You can go to the one in Centerville or the one down in Fredericksburg that I went to.
You
in
the Shark Club.
I'll tell you right now, I've never been treated better by human beings in my life. It was with, and I'll tell you, you know how you start a weekend when you're a lonely guy at home?
How?
You start your weekend by going to a Rob Spiewak appearance.
Because
I'll tell you, that set the tone for one of the,
man, Rob, one of the greatest weekends of my life.
All right, listen.
So now we have the update on your wife. We have to do a stop set. When we come back, I want to hear every second from when you left.
Mm-hmm.
At 7:30 on Friday night,
mm-hmm.
to the time you arrived at the studio at approximately 2:30 today.
Okay, absolutely.
So that's, you know, that's roughly
most of those hours will be in a bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I'm not proud of that, but I mean, hey, guy's got to do what he's got
to
do.
Look forward to hearing that.
Absolutely. And I did have proper child care, and I'd like to thank my babysitter on Saturday night.
Gotcha.
Okay. And sorry for, you know, the lack of sleep she may have gotten. Sorry about that.
What time did you tell her you'd be getting
home? Kids went down at about 8:45, which is a good Saturday night. You know, it's an early Saturday night, but, you know, what time did I get home on?
What time had you told her to expect you home by?
Oh, she knew. And she also got a ring. I am a responsible person with babysitters. I want them to come back, all right?
What was the estimate you gave her when you left?
The estimate I gave her was, you know, and here's where I win. The estimate I gave her was very late. That's what it was. Later than normal, but I was later than that. You see, I said I would be later than normal, and then I called at the time I normally would have been home.
Which is around what time?
About 12:45.
Right.
About 12:30, 12, you know. What is that, Rob? What are you? Rob is like showing me these signs that I don't understand, Rob. Turn off the radio, Carol. I don't understand that.
You had to babysit for three.
For three.
You should have gotten a bonus by the time you got home. Because she had to babysit for you.
Well, I do have a bit of a story about writing the babysitter's check.
Okay.
Which proved to be
slightly more difficult than I would have answered. Okay. All right. Great. Then we're going to get a good story out of you.
I just remembered that part.
When we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Need to send a message or a gift quickly?
Is it someone's birthday? Do you want to tell someone you love him or her?
Don't panic. I have the answer. A monkeygram, 1-800-858-5101.
It's a perfect present that's fast and easy.
The cutest monkeys, chimps, orangutans, or gorillas, the finest chocolate truffles from Green Mountain Chocolates, and a personal handwritten message.
It's just a wonderful experience that makes you smile from the moment you make the call. You call 1-800-858-5101 to the moment your gift arrives.
We have birthday monkeys, love monkeys, congratulation monkeys, St. Patrick's Day monkeys, monkey grams for all occasions.
It's a perfect present that's fast and easy, best monkey, best truffles, and a personal message.
And an easy phone number, 1-800-858-5101. Call now. It's never too late. 1-800-858-5101.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
I won't keep you long. Okay. Could you just please say hi to Don Geronimo and Michael Merritt?
So, Don and Michael, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you.
Oh, you can't call him Michael. He'd get very upset.
Why?
It's just the way he is. Well, you're the psychiatrist.
Can I call him Mikey?
Would you like to say hi to Don and Mikey?
Yeah, hey, Don and Mikey, how you doing?
Thank you, Elaine Barco.
Okay. God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, tomorrow on the show, Rob Spielak's Multi-Girl Live Sex Show.
All right.
To celebrate his birthday. That'll be tomorrow. And also tomorrow, we've really got to start talking about the breast contest. With the girls taking the new bus, the herbal drug.
Yes, excellent.
I think we got three or four girls. We need a couple more because the doctor
is in.
It's coming in a week from Monday. And tomorrow we've got to get our thoughts together for our St. Patrick's Day party, which is going to be Friday.
Oh, shouldn't be going.
And Scott the Dwarf, if you're listening,
we need you.
We got the suit.
Yeah, and you know what? Scott should bring his whole band.
Yes, he should bring his dwarfing band to come on down.
Put his elfin band out in the parking lot.
Little Kings.
We'll get to all of that on tomorrow's episode. Now, we're going to find out. Mike's wife is on this cruise.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Doing who knows what. Probably nothing.
Probably.
Having a
That's
time.
Don. Well, she's not listening now. She's in a plane somewhere.
Having the time of her life.
Yeah, they were very excited. She went down, I think, with five other women on this cruise. She left the crack of dawn on Friday, and she was going to be coming back. She's coming back tonight. And tonight.
So I know on Friday night, you originally were disturbed, distressed.
Distressed.
That your friends had chosen TGI McGillicuddy's to go and have a cheeseburger.
Well, I had two nights that I was thinking about. One night with a regular babysitter, which usually should be an earlier night. Didn't turn out to be that way. And the other night was the sleepover night with my sister-in-law, Laura's twin sister, Emily, who and my kids went over there, and they were going to spend the night, and I was going to pick them up at 9 o'clock the next morning. That's a significant boys' night out pass right there, you know, where it's me and only me, and, you know, I can go out and have a great time. So when they said they were going to go to this like burger place, I was kind of bummed out. And they said, you know, we'll be there. We'll have a table for six and meet us there. And so I was like, yeah, all right. And then I think, Rob, it was during the show that I found out you were doing the appearance at the Shark Club. And I got real excited because I said, this would be a nice option. It's very close to where I'm going to be. And it's more of a night spot. It's a more of a place where you can, you know, let your hair down a little
bit. Rob Spiewak Cabaret Show.
The Rob Cabaret Show. So I get to the place that we're supposed to be eating at. And they got, you know, all my friends are there, including one extra, which they didn't account for. And because of that, the table for six is filled, and they've got a seat for me that's out in the middle of this aisle. So I sit down, and in back of me is a table full of law enforcement, you know, where there are like 15 cops in this booth. So I'm like, I'm basically backing, you know, my back is to them, and, you know, it's just a kind of a weird situation. You know, you see all the police cruisers out in the parking lot, and then you see the table full of, you know, they're having a police, a fraternal order of police meeting there. It's just kind of a strange situation as I'm sitting there.
Well, it kind of inhibits your...
Not really. No, that didn't happen.
Okay.
But what did happen was that they put this chair out, and I'm hanging out in the you know, in the lane where, and it's extremely busy, like Friday night anywhere around here, with people, you know, wearing their little golf shirts and their whatever outfits they wear, and they're going back and forth, and every time this SOB goes by me, he hits my chair every single time. Now, I know...
With the waiter guy in
there? Yeah, yeah. Well, not our waiter, another waiter guy who's just flying. You know, the kind of busy waiter thing where, hold on! You know, and he just... And every time he clips me. Every time he goes by, he does it three times, clips me a second time. I'm in this place for 5 minutes, and I'm already sitting there going... Ugh. I'm just... because he's smacked into me. So he comes by, but I said, well, at least maybe I can grab, you know, a nice ice-cold beverage from this guy. And I say, excuse me. And I said, how you doing? And I put my hand up like you're going to, you know, fly somebody down. I said, how you doing? And he comes by and he goes, I'm fine. And he keeps walking. Like in that way that goes, I know you wanted something, but I'm just going to say I'm fine. And, you know, and so then he comes back, and as he flies by me, he clips me the next time. So I'm just miserable. I'm not happy because my ass is hanging out in there. And, you know, then I said, excuse me. And he said, what'd you do? And I said, would you mind not, you know, slamming into me? I hate this place already. If I didn't, you knew I hated it going in, right?
Was the place as I had described it to you?
The place was exactly what you had described. The food was very good, and it was very, you know, the food was fantastic. I had a nice little chicken Caesar there. It was great, but as soon as I finished the chicken Caesar, it's like, let's go. And I wanted to go over and see Rob, and everybody, fortunately, thought that was a good idea, too. So we bring the whole gang over there, and Rob had our names on a list over there, and we go over to the Rob Spiewak Show, which is fantastic.
Rob Spiewak Show.
Rob Spiewak Show. And then, you know, I go into that place there that we were in years ago, and it was the first time that I had been back there, and you know that the show that we did there was not only a controversial show, but the entire evening was quite an evening.
It was
a superior evening, and I'll tell you right now, I see that, you know, later as the evening progresses.
And you were the star of the show that night.
I was indeed. With my, you know, a little prop to my co-pilot there.
No, you're
also
right. There were two stars of the evening.
And Rob and I were both, you know, we like that place. We like the management there. But I go in and, I said this going in. I had said to Rob, I said, you know, you're doing your thing. You do your thing. I'm coming out to see you. And fortunately, Rob's portion of the show was so separated that I could go, like, on the other side of the Shark Club and sit down and just chill out with all my friends. And we were hanging out there. And Lisa was there with her boyfriend. And everybody was hanging out, having a great time. And the only fly in the ointment, really, I was just going to come in there and it was going to be cool. But our good friend, Thomas Aloysius, as soon as I got in there, it's like, hey, it's Mike! Hey, Mike! 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 You know, and there's Tom. You know, Tom isn't someone that goes unnoticed. Thomas is somebody you can say, hey,
let's see a Tom. Let's chill out. Thomas.
And then so Tom says to me, can I sit with you? I said, no. No. And I just kept walking. Then my first trip to the bathroom, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm standing at the urinal. Out of the corner of my eye, you know, I see him lumbering in.
Oh, God.
And there's Tom. Maybe he really didn't know that I'm standing here. You know, what a stupid thing that is.
Of course,
that's the reason he's in the bathroom.
He followed you in the bathroom.
So he comes out and goes, hey, Mike, can I sit with you? No. No, Tom. That was the only contact. I think at one point Rob said, you know, told Tom it might be a good idea to go home. But Tom was there for a while, right, Rob?
Yeah, there before I was there.
And Rob and I hung out, and it was fantastic. And then John T., the guy that owns the Shark Club, one of the guys, one of the owners, managers, runs it, he comes in, and John T. was one of the guys that was there. You might have seen him on some of the local television networks after our show there. He was there. He was their spokesperson.
There were some problems with the liquor board.
Right.
The night after we did one of our very first Las Vegas style shows, and this is now what, 3 years ago, I'm talking about, a long time ago.
Well, I love going to the Shark Club, and I like John T. and those people there. They're really nice. And he comes in, I guess he was coming from one of the other properties, and I see him, and it's like, hey, how you been? And we're kind of doing this whole reminiscing thing. And he says, you know, you guys, have you heard about our other place that we have down in Fredericksburg? We have this place called the Safari Club, which is a fantastic restaurant. You know, it's great. And I said, oh, it's Fredericksburg. Yeah. So we have no plans. We're floating. And he says, what would you guys like to do? Would you like to come down to our restaurant? I said, yeah, it's in Fredericksburg. He said, well, we have the Shark Club. They have everything. Yeah. We have the Shark Club limousine. It'll pick you up. And I'd like you to be my guest for dinner. Come down and have you. And I'm like,
so you're talking about now. On
this
Friday
night,
you're talking about doing stuff on Saturday night.
Yeah, and this is as the evening is getting a little late. And I'm kind of excited about the, you know, in such a way that I'm going,
yeah, well, yes, we would. We'd love to take you up on that.
And I look at my buddies and they kind of go, yeah, absolutely. So we set this whole thing up. And, you know, it was at that point, I think, Rob, you probably left shortly after that. And I think Lisa probably left shortly after that. And that's when John T. and our sales guy, Tino, and I went downstairs. And you know what it's like there. You kind of feel like you're a tough guy when you're hanging around these guys. You know, they all have that kind of tough guy look. And
they feel like you're one of the tough guys, and you're going around there.
And we go downstairs, and it was just much revelry and much fun. But then, you know, thank God, one of my friends, Bill, checked his watch, and it was time for us to leave. And it was a late night. I'm not sure exactly when we got in, but it was very late. It was well after 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Maybe even well after 2 o'clock. But it didn't matter, you see. I mean, I didn't have a babysitter. I was picking my offspring up in the morning. So
how good a time did you have on Friday night?
I had an extremely good time.
You know what I mean? That's like code for how good a time did you have.
I had a very, very good time.
Okay.
On Saturday night, I had a very, 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 very good time.
Ooh. Okay.
And, it was two nights in a row of this, and we get down there, and they wined us, they dined us. It was truly fun, and yes, I did sit in with the band.
Okay, that's the truth. That Mike is bomb.
And I think, and I want to thank this guy, Mike, that fronted this band, and all the guys in this band, just a little trio of guys that were playing, great, great musicians, and they let me sit in on a Stevie Ray Vaughan song that I think I just totally destroyed, because at that point, I was not functional. Yeah, I mean, I was just kind of like, I was exhausted, you know, too much night the night before. too much night. You know, great food down at this restaurant. I mean, it was a dream scenario. When you get treated like this once in a while, it was a combination of two things. You know, we get occasionally people will do nice things for us, but but a lot of times we don't have the opportunities to take advantage of it. This was a situation where this guy, John T., and I just say it, I don't go off on people like this and say things, but the guy at the Shark Club, John T., they're the nicest people to us. They've always treated us very well, and it came at the best time that it possibly could. You know, we've got a guy that's going to take us to the place, take us back, and we go in, and it was just awesome, and that's probably why I had just a little too much evening. I got caught up. The place kind of sucks me up. I can't help it.
Before we get, because now you're getting ahead to Saturday.
Yeah.
On Friday night. What was the Rob Spiewak one-man show like, from what you can remember?
I don't know. No, I know. The Rob Spiewak. The Rob Spiewak show, help me out here, was...
so you don't remember?
No, it's not that I don't remember.
It went really well.
Rob was at the far corner of the restaurant. He was in the bar area. I was in the billiard area where they had these booths set up with
booth
all...
area.
And Rob was doing a thing where he did the limbo contest.
And the winner of the limbo contest...
And what was this about 50 grand? You were giving away 50 grand, and I heard that was pretty good.
The winner of the limbo contest was going to play the world-famous olive toss. If they got the olive into the martini glass, they win 50 grand.
How far? 20 feet, right?
20 feet.
Now, how far is 20 feet? It's basically over to that door, right? It's
roughly,
about that?
Yeah, roughly that.
So if you throw an olive and it lands and it stays in the martini glass.
In the martini glass, it would 20, I'm sorry, 50 grand.
$50,000. Wow. Now, you did the limbo contest. That
to
was
determine
the,
who that could was, participate.
And that was the major contest of the evening.
Right.
See? Okay. I was there.
All right. I paid attention.
I really did.
What kind of shtick does Rob do when he does his solo act?
Rob doesn't do a lot of shtick. Rob actually will have a few one-liners, but Rob is very, I would say the word would be technical. Right?
Okay.
You're technical. You like to lay it out, and you're very clear on the PA system. So all of us that might be having a few cocktails, myself included, really know what's going on. And he ran a terrific show. But when he was on stage, I didn't want to. I think it's a dicky move for me to go in there and just stand next to Rob. And, because that would have been an a-hole move on my part. So I didn't want to do that at all. And not only did I not want to do that, but I had no reason to because I was being plied with all this alcohol.
They were taking care of you.
They always
had a great time.
They do, and the thing is, and once John arrived, who runs the joint, that's when the fun really started because he knows how to take care of us. But Rob did a great show, and it was packed. You know, Rob had made a joke about the fact that people don't come out to see Rob, but it was absolutely packed for that show with Tom Gavin in one corner of the of the bar.
All right, so you're out Friday night with the boys.
Friday night is the late night. I wake up Saturday, and I said to my sister, I would pick my kids up between 8 and 9, and I believe I got there at 18 seconds before the hour of 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And then when I saw my kids, because I hadn't seen them all day and into the night, we had a fantastic time. I mean, I hung out with them all day long. We basically played Let's Walk on Daddy's Back, which is a great game when Daddy's not feeling so hot. You know, that's the game we played more than we play two games when I'm not feeling like playing games.
And that's the game where you just lay on the floor.
Walk on Daddy's Back. My kids love it, except as long as Catherine doesn't step on my head, which Catherine tended to do a lot on that particular day. And we play hide and seek. Which is very easy for Daddy when he's not feeling well, because they do all the running and I find them, and then I just lumber off, and then I hide. But they can play. You know, they're five and three.
I can picture you. You're all hungover, just laying down in the living room floor. Let's play Walk on Daddy's Back.
Absolutely. Well, the thing is, they know that if I hit the deck and I go on my stomach, and they know that they're going to be jumping on my back. And the only time that I get hurt is if they really start jumping on my back. But they walk on my back, and then they jump with they use their right or left foot, and they use my head as a springboard, and then they giggle and they roll around, and that's good. I mean, you can burn 45 minutes up like that in no time at all. And other than that, and I cooked very nicely. for them. We had SpaghettiOs on Sunday night. That was our deal. We had Domino's Pizza on Saturday evening before the babysitter got there. We had the new Thomas's waffles that come in the regular bread section that you just pop into the toaster. They didn't like those, but it was a nutritious breakfast that replaced that. They had Count Chocula, which is their favorite cereal. I'm not one of these parents that believes in the, you know, all that crappy health food. You know, if it's designed for kids, go ahead and give it.
I'm still laughing about you hungover. Just laying on the floor. Okay, let's go, kids. And for 45 minutes, your kids are just walking on your back just because you're laying on the floor.
And like, they're having a blast. I mean, it's better than playing on the furniture. I mean, they really enjoy walking on daddy's back. And, you know, really, if you get them to do it and they're going fast and they're both following each other, it kind of gets you. It's like a chiropractic adjustment. So, I mean, you know, you actually, not a massage, okay, Buzz?
Not a massage. Not that time.
There we go. It's more like a chiropractic
therapeutic.
But it's therapeutic, and I had a great time with them. And then we played a lot of the same games on Sunday, as it turned out.
All right, hold on.
Hold on, because
now we're going to get to Saturday night. And I want to hear every detail on Saturday night, because I know Saturday night was worse than Friday. And more importantly,
well, the limo had, I think, some sort of light thing, optical thing that was bothering me, so it was causing me to be a bit dizzy.
I want to hear more about
the Shark Club limo.
What happened on Sunday after you got home from Saturday night.
Okay.
Of you with the kids.
I'm sorry I was late, Stephanie. That's our babysitter.
Another day of playing walk on daddy's back.
I really think that if Laura left me and I had to, you know, do this type of thing every weekend, I would be dead. I can't do it again. I just, it was too much.
Well, eventually at some age, the kids will tire of, or the kids will figure out that playing walk on daddy's back.
That's the daddy doesn't do that just when he's hungover. That's the daddy lazy game. That's the lazy daddy game that they enjoy when I just hit the deck and say, let's play walk on daddy's back. And I get a pillow and I just lay on the floor and they just march across my back like it's the bridge on the River Kwai. And they're happy. They could not be happier.
And hide and seek. Now they hide.
Hide and seek, walk on daddy's back videos.
When they hide and seek.
Right.
Do they hide?
Yes.
And you take your time seeking?
Well, they're easy. They're 5 and 3. It's the easiest thing in the world. The only rule is they have to stay on one level. No stairs in hide and seek. Daddy doesn't want to do stairs.
Okay.
Yeah, that would take way too much time and burn up too many calories.
Hold on. We'll be right back with the rest of the show.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret song, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Take the boy! Take the boy! Not me! I'm too young to die! Oh, the pain, the pain!
Even better than sex and steak, it's Don and Mike.
All right, listen now. We're going to try to give away this money before the end of the show today.
Right.
And we've just been told that there's another girl in the lobby for the breast augmentation naturally segment. So we'll get to her in a second.
Fantastic.
And Buzz is standing by with the news from the comments. But when we left Mike's weekend alone.
Yes.
After a day of walk on daddy's back
and hide and seek, and we pretty much exhausted their video collection.
It is time now for the Saturday night adventure with the limo from the Shark Club.
Right.
Coming to pick you up.
Which was the coolest. And, you know, I thank them again at the Shark Club. They did a, you know, they really were nice to me. And we went from a group of six, all the crew's widows down to myself and three other guys. And we all went down there. We had a fantastic dinner. It was a, you know, we all were saying the same thing. We were all saying, well, it's going to be an early night tonight. You know, we did this last night. We're going to have to have an early night tonight. Well, you know, first of all, it's further away. It's about an hour away from where I live, going down there to Fredericksburg. And so we drive all the way down there. We have a fantastic time. They were nice enough. I'm sorry. I've never done this, and I feel, but I have to because they were so nice. But John T. and the guys at the Shark Club put a little bottle of booze in the back of the limo, too.
Ah.
And at that moment, that was the moment where we all looked at each other and we just said, well, because we had just gotten done talking about how we're going to mellow out. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to go as crazy. And so we sit there and we stare at this thing, and it was the moment of decision. You know, is this going to be a party night or not? And that decision process took all of about 18 seconds when we all decided, yes,
start drinking.
as I'm sitting there in this limo, there was some kind of optical thing where I was feeling a little dizzy, a little rocky.
A little woozy?
A little woozy. Mm-hmm. And I said, what is that? You know, and I repositioned myself in the back of this limo thinking it's because I'm looking at this particular light. And I guess somebody said that sometimes in a limo, if you're bouncing a certain way in a limo, you can get a little optical dizzy thing. And everybody in the limo, either it was too much night the night before. All I know is that on the way back, after the evening was over, the wee hours, and we were venturing back at like 3 a.m., I said, I'll ride up front.
With the driver.
With the driver, because I didn't want to be dealing with that on the way back. And we had a fantastic time. We got a tour of the all their new facilities. We went to their, the diner, which is down there. And it's really a nice place down there.
How bombed did you get?
I was steady. If I had consumed everything that was offered me that evening, it would have been an uglier picture. But I stay with my Irish stuff, I don't venture into unknown territory, and that serves me well. But you're talking about a fatigue factor here that enters into it too. You know, two nights in a row, I've never been good at, and I'm not any better at it now that I'm 41 years old. I don't hang that much like I used to, and so. But it was a festive evening. I would say it was a lot more festive than the night before. We were bounding around having a good old time.
Tweaked it up.
They had a guitar player. I was telling you about this guy that was in the band down there that was just awesome. He was doing, that Eddie Van Halen stuff that Eddie does, which is real cool. And I was talking to him about crap. He gave me like his number and stuff like that. I said, yeah, if we ever really need a real musician.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, Richard.
Sounds like Don and Mike.
Maybe the way my conversation was going. And at the end, as I said, I sat in with the band right before closing time. In fact, it was after closing time, after they said, hey, thank you very much. And I kind of stumbled up there and said, hey, how about I sit in? And they were glad to accommodate. And I really think that I totally punted Pride and Joy by Stevie Ray Vaughan. I mean, I think I really like... I think in Pride and Joy, there are breaks in the song where the drumming stops. And
you
I
never,
think I completely...
You never stopped?
I didn't stop for one second. I just steamrolled through this. And then it was about time to go. And we're all sitting there. We're all ready to go. And then John T. wants me to see the diner over there with the rest of the guys, so we couldn't say no. So we went over to the diner. We hung out in the diner. And by the time we got rolling, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. It really was. By the time we left.
And you're an hour away from home.
We're an hour away. It's maybe a little before 3 o'clock. And then we're an hour away. So in the limo on the way back, all my buddies, including me, even in the front seat, we just go out. I want, the limo driver, got Mike, the guy that was driving the limo, he probably just heard snoring the whole way back. And then, it's that thing where you nod off for like 40 minutes, and then it's time to get up, and you realize just even there it's a little taste of what tomorrow morning is going to bring. And so I was feeling guilty, even though I called my babysitter, and I went in there, and I said hello, and I, it's bad when the babysitter gives you a look like, hello, how was your evening? And I'm like, fine,
oh,
fine.
Yeah, tell us about writing the check.
Well, I was fine, and I said, hey, sorry I'm late. It was just, we were down there, we were an hour away, and it was just such a wonderful time. They treated us so well. I think I was telling her stuff that she didn't want to hear, like how great my night was. And I'm going, you can't believe how nice they are. Always so nice to us. It's just fantastic. I felt fantastic. And she's sitting there going, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, right. It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
He's going to work for us for a long time, being a babysitter. And see, and so I said,
you need a check.
So, because I had some cash, but I wanted to give her a little extra. So I go in to get the check, and I bring the check out, and then I sat down. And my mistake was I didn't write the check in the checkbook. I ran into the office, I ripped the check out, and then I balanced a magazine. No, it wasn't a magazine. It was a book. It was a tourist book, one of these little tourist books, and I'm balancing it between my knees, and I began it must have been like the 5-minute exercise of struggling to write this check, including getting my name, getting to the part where I signed my name, and that's when the left part of the book kind of leaned down and the book slipped between my legs. So what I have was an M that just ran down the bottom of the check. It was an M with a straight line, and it did not resemble a signature. And as opposed to just writing another check, I decided that I would reconstruct the signature that I had done in such a way as to make it look legible. And then I think that I hope I wrote the check correctly, because I'm not sure whether.
For all I know, the girl went home with like $40,000 Sunday night.
I finally get that done, and I sat there and I sit down, and she's got the check. I'm like, what an evening! I'll tell you right now. She's like, yeah, listen, I've got to go. I'm like, oh, of course you do. I'm so sorry, and I hope that she will come back and babysit for us again. But I did do the responsible thing, the warning call that it was going to be later than I had anticipated, and that was pretty much it until, you know, Sunday when I woke up Sunday, and we played hours and hours and hours of hide and seek and walk on Daddy's back until crap crack.
Now you got up at
7:15
after going to bed at,
well, I'm a 3-year-old and I have no choice, and I don't go back to sleep. I walk through the house asleep, but I'm up physically. I am standing up, and that was not that easy. But when you have a 3-year-old who wants chocolate milk, you go down there and you know, it's like, Daddy, and you don't get the, you know, it's not like they call you from the kitchen. You get the 3-year-old who's 2 inches away from you, and
Daddy, can I have chocolate milk?
And that sounds in my head at that moment like,
Daddy, can I have chocolate milk?
Fortunately, Catherine was still asleep, but Elizabeth wanted chocolate milk. And that's when I'm going for the chocolate milk. I'm going for the quickest breakfast that I can get in her tummy. And then I'm going for the video. And, you know, indicating that this is going to be even more of a marathon day. But it really wasn't. We went outside. We ran around a little bit.
What did you do outside?
They ran around, and I just
take Daddy's pulse.
I think I pushed him on. I think. No, I'm not going to lie. I was going to say I pushed him on a swing. No, I didn't. They ran down, and I sat on the deck. I watched him. I supervised him, and they're great kids. We had a good time. We actually bonded through all this, like me being kind of not all there on Saturday and Sunday. We ended up having a pretty good time, and then it was time for crap practice at 2:00.
Your band practice.
Where I got nine people coming over to play in the band, because I told my other buddy that, you know, we do it at his house. Let me give you a break because they don't have any kids. And I said, you know, this will give the kids a chance to run around. And so we had crap practice, and it was, you know, one of the weaker efforts on my part at crap practice. And I'm really like, you know, by the time it was over, it's like, okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, like 2 hours sleep you're going
on,
right?
Yeah, so the crap folks leave at about 6:00. You know, 6:15-ish, and then they get out, and then it's another 2 hours of, that's when I really, even though I was exhausted, that's when I did legitimately attempt to parent and read books and do all that good stuff. And and I weighed the idea of whether I was going to give them a bath or not, but no, we didn't go with the bath. we did not go with the bath, which was just as well, because the water heater broke in my house.
Ooh.
And I had no hot water. So I took a shower. I took a shower today in ice cold water, which, if you've ever had to do that, it's one of the most horrible things you'll have to do, because you're sitting there the whole time, you're shampooing your hair, and you're going the whole time.
You could have used it on Sunday morning, though.
Yeah, I did. I had hot water on Sunday morning. Had very good. Took a lot of showers, even in the condition. I didn't go grungy, not for one solitary second, but it was, you know, I'll tell you right now, I'm ready for my wife to come home. I am ready for my wife to walk in the door and just do what she does, take over the stuff. And I don't know if the water heater has been fixed or not. You know, because the other babysitter we have was handling that. Leah was handling that, and hopefully she did it. But I'm getting exhausted just talking about it.
All right, well, tomorrow, let us know.
I'll grill Laura. If she's able to speak with her laryngitis now, I'll find out.
Well, she can certainly write down a journal of what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sirree.
She sure
yeah,
can.
Jot it down, honey.
She sure can.
Jot it down, honey. And, you know, she's in the air right now, hopefully, coming back from Atlanta. Yeah.
Unless there was a delay in Atlanta.
Yeah, and then maybe a night in Atlanta. Oh, no, stop it. I can't. If I don't have hot water, I don't know what I'm going to do when I get home. But I'm picking up my kids at my sister-in-law's house again, who has been very nice. There are a lot of thank yous to people this week. I want to thank Stephanie for staying late. I want to thank my sister Emily for watching the kids on Friday night and then this evening before I picked them up. I want to thank John T. from the Shark Club. I want to thank Mike, the limo driver. I want to thank Mike, the guy from the band who let me sit in. I want to thank my friends, Bill, Kevin, Lance, Frank, Pat, I think I got everybody.
God damn.
It was a very full weekend, and thank yous. And I want to thank Mr. Rob Spiewak and Lisa and her boyfriend for being very nice to my friends on Friday night. We all had a very, very good time. And if I'm leaving anyone out, I sincerely, I'd like to thank the Academy.
Okay.
Also.
Gotcha.
Tom Gavin.
All right, well, give us the full update on
Tom Gavin. Thank you, Tom.
What your wife has to say.
I will.
Comes back tonight.
If I've left anything out over this weekend, there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, you know, there's those black spots.
There are black
spots. The black holes.
I think I saw them on Sunday morning.
We got some great highlights.
Right.
My favorite highlight was the walk-on daddy's back.
That's the game that I play all the time. That's the game that I play whatever, you know, whether I'm tired or not. I mean, I play that game. That's daddy's favorite game.
Man.
Walk on daddy's back. Just make sure daddy has a pillow.
Okay. Give away the money now.
All right, I hope we can do it.
You know, the last guy was so close.
Right.
We're going to give away this money, and then we're going to get the girl to come in and get her boobs measured.
Fantastic.
For the small breast thing. So be the 100th caller right now.
Right now.
At 877-365-3636. If you've listened to the show today, for the love of Christ, you know the song.
Yeah, somebody's going to win the money if they're paying attention.
Please let us put this contest out of its misery. Be the 100th caller right now.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
The password is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, just ahead of looking at some very small breath for the breath contest next Monday. Let's see if we can give away this money. Let's do it. I was just telling Rob, I still think, no offense to our great listening audience, it's still 50-50 that we don't get a winner this time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say you're right. Absolutely. You never know who's going to call. All right. Here we go.
Line number, what the hell, four.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I was wondering for the secret song.
Yes, you are the 100th caller.
Great.
What's your name, my friend?
Joe Nelson.
Where are you from, Joe?
Springfield.
Joe, you won the Kiss Me, I'm Irish Bear, from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. Order a bear for St. Patrick's Day today by calling 1-800-829-BEAR or going online at VermontTeddyBear.com. Are you ready to go for the money?
Yes.
Tell me, do you have the answer?
I certainly do. I don't know what those other guys are thinking.
Well, then, you know what? Why even go through all the exercise?
Yeah, I'm tired of singing.
Yeah. Well, what is it?
It's the Spin Doctors, Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
That's right.
Bingo!
Yeah!
You're the big winner. That's right.
Hooray.
You're the big winner.
That's right. It's the Spin Doctors. Great song. Now, listen, here's the part that we stole from the song. Coming up momentarily. I'm going to give you a 3, 2, 1. Right there. That ba da ba da ba da ba ba. That's it. We turned it backwards.
Well, you always turn it backwards, yeah, don't you?
We turned it backwards and we slowed it down.
And added reverb.
And added reverb.
And we weren't playing it at the same speed the whole time.
Of course.
That was it.
Yeah. Little Miss. Great song, though.
Can't be wrong.
They don't exist anymore.
No. They had two songs, right. Two Princes.
Right.
Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. That's it. They're dead to us.
Good band. I wonder where they went.
All right, you, my friend, you win the big money.
That's what I needed.
$500, and that is courtesy of Main Street Title. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Robin, I know we didn't have a meeting about this, but the good news is that we're starting the secret sound again tomorrow.
Can I add reverb and play it backwards?
No, no, no. No, no, no. Back to the secret sound tomorrow.
I'd say I love the secret song, but I love the secret sound contest a little bit more.
You know the difference is that it finally, I was thinking about it, it finally hit me. Secret sound, everybody can play.
Everybody can play.
Every single time you hear the sound, because you think it might be something else.
Right.
The secret song,
It was mainly just me and Rob being mean.
Well,
I'm so glad you finally came around.
Just trying to come up with a contest that no one would ever win.
Yeah, you did it.
So, yeah, I know Rob you liked it.
Rob enjoyed it.
I know you liked it, but now, that's it. Thank you for everybody with a secret song. It was Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. Tomorrow we'll return to the secret sound, the Comet Everyday Sound.
Very exciting.
Now, just ahead of Guy Birdley and the news of the comments, next Monday on the show, we are starting an experiment with Dr. Angela Harris, who's going to be supplying 5 small-breasted women with a 3-month supply of her brand-new herbal breast-growing pill. There's no better name for it. The herbal best breast-growing pill.
This is an herbal breast-growing pill.
The product is called New Bust. New Bust. You can order it at 800-731-9910. It's all natural. The women with the 5 smallest breasts will be taking this product for approximately 3 weeks.
That's right.
Including our very own Lisa.
Yes, very good.
Oh, excuse me, 3 months, not right. 3 weeks. My apologies.
3 months.
Three months, and then they're going to be coming back in to show us the results. Let's meet our next prospective contestant. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Cheryl.
Cheryl, where are you from?
Baltimore.
And you cute.
Came all the way from Baltimore. You heard us talking about this stuff?
Actually, my husband told me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said something to me last week. He said, you got to call Don and Mike, so.
So you didn't, kick him right in the nuts when he said that or anything like that? Yeah,
no.
I mean, that was cool. You have a very open relationship with him, right?
Very open relationship. Plus, I used to be a little bit bigger, so I'm more self-conscious about it.
Have you had any kids?
Yes.
How many?
Just one.
But that'll do it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a before picture.
Okay, let me see a before picture. Oh, you are such a whore. Look at this picture.
Well, that's not a whorey picture.
No, it's a nude picture.
May I see it, please?
Oh. In just a moment.
Yeah, I used to do modeling, so now that I'm smaller.
Yeah, take a look at this. Nice nude picture. Very artistically done.
Thank you.
Lots of shadows and stuff.
Oh, very nice.
But still, you can see, yeah, your breasts are much, much smaller than they were.
It's padded.
Oh, that's a padded bra?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, you will be a perfect subject. Take that.
Yeah, you are actually. The doctor said that the women who have had kids that had larger breasts before that are very good candidates for this. So, I mean, we'll get all the information when we get the doctor in here. We'll find out what's going on.
She's taking her bra off now.
Yes. You know, once again, another one of our contestants, though, with very nice-looking breasts.
I'll tell you something. She's got some big nipples, though.
Yeah, very nice. Now, is that the way you're supposed to do it, Lisa? Will you do underneath?
Well, I'm going to do 2, actually.
Hold on. I've got something here, Lisa.
Imperative.
Put on your best-fitting unpadded bra. Measure tightly around the body, directly under the breast, making sure the tape is straight. The frame size. Measure directly across the fullest part of the bust with arms at side and standing erect. Make sure the tape is straight. Subtract your frame size.
Jesus, that's complicated.
From the second measurement, somebody from Fredericks of Hollywood actually sent us.
Is that how you get cup size?
Yes, the formula of how Fredericks of Hollywood gets bra and cup size.
Well, what cup size are you now?
An A.
You're an A.
Hey. All right. Well, we'll just do it the same way we did.
Yeah. Because we can get the measurement, but then the cup size, we basically have the honor system here.
And we have our own eyes to look at, too.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, why don't you go ahead and let Lisa measure you right now.
All right. All right.
Careful over those nipples.
A little chilly.
And, Lisa, what's the size?
31 inches.
31. So she's even smaller than the last girl.
She's very petite. Very, very petite. Yeah. And so 31A.
Okay, you're in.
All right, and we wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I hope it works for everybody that participates. This almost said everybody that plays.
Now, I think we need you here Monday. Isn't that the day, Lisa? When the doctor will be here to give you your pills.
The good doctor.
Your 3-month supply of New Bust, the natural herbal remedy to grow big breasts.
And on Monday, the doctor will be going into a lot more detail than we're capable of going into.
Right.
About, this product and, safety and all that stuff.
Right. So we...
Here a certain time?
Pardon me?
Said to be here a certain time?
Yeah, Lisa will tell you.
Okay.
So just talk to her. She's in the contest also. And look at her.
Oh, come on.
Do you think that she needs bigger boobs?
No.
No?
They're nice.
Lisa, look.
You know, I like it when it just gets silent in here for a moment.
And you know what? That is
just your breathing.
I have that thing, you know, like when I talk about them or they're, you know, I touch them.
She just feels her own boobs constantly.
Yeah.
What was that?
It takes the attraction from your face onto your breast. So you gotta kind of.
Right. I'm looking at both of these women are touching their breasts.
And we're just loving life right now. I'll tell you that right now.
Breasts.
I'm
talking
right
about
now,
your breasts. Yeah. Touch your breasts. Touch your breasts. Touch your breasts. Feel your breasts. Rub your breasts. Knead your breasts. That's right. That's right, Lisa. Right between your finger, right between your finger and your thumb. That's right.
I see how that works.
Christ, I'm getting turned on right now. I really am.
No. Okay.
I really am.
You ladies better leave the studio.
Jesus. Wow. Yeah.
My goodness.
Wow.
There they go. Both wearing red, incidentally. Yeah. Both chilly. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the... how many contestants have we had? How many contestants have we had in the two? And both of them are extremely
very fat cute girls.
And even their breasts are small but very attractive.
Very cute girls. Hey, Rob?
Yes. Feel this.
No. Oh, God. Show somebody.
Oh, no. Now stop it. Stop.
Look. Look,
you
are,
that is a boy. That's look. I'm going to give you a Frank Murphy line on that one.
Good for you, Don. Really
look,
great.
Yeah, congratulations.
That's swell.
That is so gay.
Excuse me.
That is so gay.
That's it.
What's gay about that?
That's gay. You want to show us your package is gay.
Look at those.
Feels gay.
No.
Look
not
away.
Gay-wise.
I'm not
turbo gay.
Hide your eyes. Look away. How is it gay?
I have no idea. You wanted to show us your penis.
Look.
We wanted Rob to touch it.
Well,
bad touch.
He
was bad touch.
Verify.
Are you done yet?
You know what? I'll take your word on it.
God.
All right, it's going back.
We believe it.
Oh, that's not any better.
I don't even like hearing about it.
Okay.
Oh, God.
It's getting smaller.
Oh, stop.
Here, touch this.
Oh, my God.
Good Monday to you.
Now it's getting bigger again.
Oh, no, stop it. No, it's not.
For
no,
what?
You're lying. No way. All right.
For me touching
here
it.
Here we go. Stop it.
Okay, no.
Stop it.
No, it's fine. It's back to normal.
You're just excited about news.
It's back to normal. Mike, put the newspaper down.
I can't. That won't
come
help
on,
you.
Look at it.
Okay, it's down. The newspaper's down. There we go.
It's back to normal.
Okay, good. Not that I would know either way. I wouldn't have any idea.
You would know if you looked.
No, yeah, you're right. Exactly.
You know if you look.
Exactly.
A bun.
Yes.
Since when is it a crime to get a boner over two chicks feeling each other?
That's not the crime.
That's not the crime. You're right.
The crime is making other people look at it.
Why?
Why?
Why? Hey.
It's very disturbing. Very disturbing.
Okay.
Man.
Buzzy.
Yes.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Mike.
He made it up.
There's a good shot this paper's going to be standing up.
Put the paper down.
For the rest of the week.
I'm telling you, my boner's gone.
Okay.
Put the paper down.
All right. Here we go. All right.
Now, come on. Look this way.
Okay.
Oh,
God. I am freaked out beyond creeped out right now.
Listen, I can't help it.
Listen, you'd be the same. You would be the same way if any of us did that.
I turned on, man.
You would be the same way if I said, touch this.
Okay, that was a joke.
I know.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
Okay.
Really, that was a joke.
We're just kidding.
I know.
Right.
Just kidding.
I know.
Just Rob could verify.
What is your lead story tonight on the news and comments?
Our top story tonight, American soldiers drop a bomb on American soldiers.
Well, we dropped a lot of bombs on them.
That's right, Dad.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
oogie professional.
Don't worry, I'm flaccid now. Foul. That's oogie, too. The whole thing's oogie.
Number one, Arbitron Lady. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They are importing more comedy bits from Japan in order to prolong your listening pleasure. It is the radio program of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, here we are, ready to do the news and the comments.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Buzz who comes in and gleefully announces,
yep.
There's another girl in the lobby. Yes.
Another girl in the lobby. And mm-hmm. Buzz knows what takes priority on this show.
I said to myself, news or a topless girl. It was easy.
There you go.
I said to Buzz, you know, we can reschedule here and take time away from the news. And Buzz, and this is truly why he's the listener's friend.
Absolutely.
He said, no, he cares. Bring the chick in.
Yeah.
All right, so do what he said.
Bring in contestant number three.
Contestant.
This is really not subject number three.
There you go.
Guinea pig number three.
Lab rat number three.
Bring the chick in.
Exhibit three.
Exhibit three.
People's exhibit three.
Bring her in.
Exhibit three. So she was waiting patiently in the lobby?
Yes, she was.
Now, it's next Monday when Angela Harris, and I've been told, because CBS is too cheap to fly her and her family here,
right?
She'll be joining us on the phone next Monday to explain everything about the product,
one new bus.
Okay, terrific. Hello. Hey, you know what? We got another girl who looks like she doesn't have boobs that are all that small.
Right.
Another very attractive woman. All three of our exhibits, of our subjects,
the guinea pigs,
have been very, very attractive. So that's all the more reason why it'll be terrific if the product works well.
Hi, what's your name?
Jessica,
where are you from?
Fairfax.
Okay, and you have a Courtney Love look about you. You're much cuter than Courtney Love, but the whole the dress scheme is very Courtney Love-ish, don't
wearing
you think?
Like a little feather boa around your neck there.
Absolutely.
How long have you had what you consider to be small breasts?
All my life. This is a very helpful bra.
A helpful bra? It's an Erin Brockovich bra?
It's a Wonder Bra.
Are there any other family members that have larger breasts? Because that's one of the things the doctor says.
My mom has double D and
really?
As flat as me until she had me.
Wow. And you would be open to take the product at New Bust for 3 months?
Yes, absolutely.
And see what happens? Okay, it's all natural. It's herbal. You hear more about that from Angela Harris on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I guess now we just need you to strip down for your measurement.
Absolutely.
What size bra do you currently wear?
An A.
Another A cup, all right? Another A cup.
A.
We will take the measurement then, which is the size, not the cup size, but the measurement around, and we will see what happens here.
Okay, here we go. Still something exciting about a girl taking her?
Yes.
Of course.
All right, now.
Those are small breasts.
Those are small.
Yep, and they are pierced, I say. Are they both pierced or one?
Just one.
Just one? Okay.
Wow.
Really?
All right, and so
maybe we'll give her the double dose of the pills.
And you want to, you know, I think this is good for people that don't want that invasive procedure, too.
Yeah, right.
Right, I would never get implants.
Good for you. All right. So you're an A cup, and what is the, what size does your bra normally say?
36,
okay.
34.
This is taking the,
what's the measurement?
34.
34A.
34.
Now, what did they say? You're supposed to go up like maybe one cup size?
Go up at least one cup size.
Right.
Since she's had cases where girls have gone 2 to 3 cup sizes, but the average is at least one cup size.
Average is one, and your size should increase, and that's what we're shooting for.
And you'd be happy with that?
That'd be great.
You'd be happy? All right, listen. Put your shirt back on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because now the shirt on, she looks like a member of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, that's not nice.
That is not nice. And, you know, I mean, except she's got a pretty girl face. But you know those guys who love taking their shirts off.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, I hope that in 3 months' time you come back here. That's what we're looking for. We are looking for that.
And you're very brave for coming down. Thank you.
All the women are brave that are doing
that's
this.
That's right.
Didn't mean that. We'll say you can't say the word T-I-T.
The T-word.
A-N-I-C. Okay. She said she's got to get something out of small teeth.
Yes, mm-hmm. Of course.
That's what she said.
Well, but, you know, it's what's great about, really, what is, you never know who's going to come down here. And
right.
We have gotten three people that want to do this, and they are all really attractive women, uh-huh. Which is very, very, very nice for this contest.
And don't
I think the before, are we going to do the before and after thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And don't forget, we're still waiting for you, Lisa.
Okay.
You keep touching yourself.
Yeah, and say, Lisa, you know, normally I'd say stay all day and do that, but after the last segment, please don't. Please.
It got ugly in here, huh?
Yeah, it was all after. It was all after.
There's nothing ugly about that. It's a beautiful night.
Yeah.
Right. Natural, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Very nice meeting you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next Monday.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming down.
There you go.
So this will be a great experiment because these girls will take the product for 3 months.
Right.
You're a funny man.
And then hopefully in 3 months, they'll have a bigger jug. Yeah.
And it won't be the Red Hot Chili Peppers again.
Give it away. Give it away. Give it away.
It's just about the funniest goddamn thing. But I couldn't fall out of my chair.
It would have been worse if I would have said handsome.
Oh!
They never take their shirts off, though.
Right. Things, will you?
Right. Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz, now we got a break. So when we come back, we're going to cram all the news we can into what's left of the show.
You got it.
We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, Mr. Rob A., you lovely, lovely man. Lovely, lovely man. And I do mean lovely. You have a very nice, shapely butt. And a very nice physique, if you will. I've admired that for years from a distance. Okay. All right, enough. Enough.
If only we can fly!
They can turn a bucket of crap into a bucket of cream.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz tonight brought to you by eGars.com. Punch and Hoyo de Monterey 5-pack. 5 cigars as little as $9.95. www.eGars.com. And now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A Navy jet, one of ours, accidentally dropped a bomb on our own people today in Kuwait.
Get to know Charlie.
Oh, my God.
5 people killed, 4 Americans and a New Zealander, maybe 6 deaths in all, 10 others hurt. No word yet on what went wrong in the training exercise. The NASDAQ dipped below 2,000 today for the first time in more than 2 years.
Thank you, good night, I'm out.
You fold, right?
There will be windows open on the 5th floor tonight.
I'm out.
Yeah.
10 windows, no wait. Come on, jump.
The NASDAQ closed down 128 points. The Dow was down 436, one of NASDAQ's worst days in history. Nervous investors started dumping stocks today after hearing from companies that profits wouldn't be as big as expected, high-tech companies mostly. The latest census results show that the face of America is changing. The numbers show that the Hispanic population has grown by about 58% in the last 10 years.
Really?
That pulls Hispanics about even with non-Hispanic blacks as America's largest minority group. The Asian population also grew a lot, by as much as 74%.
Hey, you wouldn't know it living around here.
The census also shows that now nearly 6 million Americans identify themselves as members of more than one race. The Mexican was the big movie in theaters over the weekend, earning just over $12 million this week.
Hi, Don and Mike.
That was a good segue.
Yeah. 15 Minutes came in second with $10.5 million. C-Spot Run was third, followed by Hannibal and Down to Earth. Well, the lawsuits are piling up between one of the original Survivor contestants and the people behind the show. Stacey Stillman is now suing CBS to get herself and the other contestants released from the confidentiality agreements they all signed.
Is this from the first Survivor or
yes,
the new one?
From the first Survivor.
From the first one, okay.
And this is her second lawsuit. Now, the 83-page confidentiality agreements, in a nutshell, say that the contestants could be sued for $5 million for revealing anything about their experience on the show. That is, if they don't get prior permission from the network and the producer. Now, last month, Stillman sued the show for manipulating the tribal council votes, she says. The network and the producer saw that as a violation of the agreement, so they countersued. Some legal experts say these agreements are not exactly written in stone, and that it'll be interesting to see what the courts decide.
We're right back on that CBS synergy thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, you know, they moved Survivor to Wednesday now because of the NCAAs.
Right.
Wednesday, we'll have on the guy who got kicked off last Thursday.
Jeff.
And apparently that will be the pattern for the rest of the year, that we're going to get him the day that the new show airs.
Okay.
Wow. That's the day that we're going to get the kicked off person.
Good. Terrific.
That would be good. I like talking to those guys. I really do.
Yeah, it's always interesting. A urologist whose malpractice forced one patient
to have his penis amputated, is giving up his Virginia medical license. The Virginia Board of Medicine has declared David Schwartz to be a danger to the health and welfare of his patients.
What?
That's right. The board says Schwartz mishandled at least 14 patients, two of whom died, one of whom lost a kidney, and, of course, the one who lost his penis.
Oh, my God.
The Washington Post says the doctor, who has offices in Alexandria and McLean, Virginia, cannot practice medicine for at least a year.
Oh, for you.
You cut off some guy's wiener and,
right.
you, and you, just, you get a year?
A year, a $14,000 fine, and he'll have to prove, I don't know how they do this, but he'll have to prove he's no longer dangerous in order to practice again, at least in Virginia. He could always move to another state.
You know, I've seen reports on it. Doctors get away with crap and then, like, go to another state.
That's how it works.
There's no protection for anybody. It's incredible.
Yeah. That's why everybody's warned with this story.
That's why I like home doctoring, Mike.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon.
That's right.
And you helped me so much when I had that boil last week.
In my stovepipe hat.
Yeah. You know, he helped me with the boil, and I can almost write normally now without the pinky finger.
Unless it's a check.
Mm-hmm.
School psychologist who wore nail polish and his mother's scarves to work has been ordered to see a psychiatrist.
Really?
School psychologist. School officials in Punta Gorda, Florida, say Jarrett Pence has shown poor judgment and erratic behavior. But Jarrett feels he's being discriminated against. He says that if women can wear scarves and painted nails, then he should be able to do the same. But school administrators say it's hard for parents to take the guy seriously, especially when he drinks his water out of a whiskey flask.
What did Principal Jeremy Coleman have to say? Headmaster Jeremy Coleman.
He said it's A-OK.
They say he's also very touchy-feely, invading other people's personal spaces, and that he makes inappropriate comments. He says he used to have social anxiety, but the medicine makes him more outgoing.
Gotcha. And we thank you, Buzz, for the truncated news and comments.
No problem.
Now a call 100. Prize package selected especially for you.
All right.
Phone number 877-365-3600. Call it right now. Get
number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the time. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
For those who serve, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the Washington Redskins have lost another unrestricted free agent to the Philadelphia Eagles. Defensive end Ndukwe Kalu has signed to a 5-year contract with the Eagles.
You know, I might as well just take my Redskins season ticket and drive up 95 to Philly.
Yeah.
He was one of your picks.
Well, you liked him,
and
didn't you?
Kalu, yeah. I might as well just drive up there to watch the Redskins play this year. Brian Mitchell,
right.
James Thrash,
right. Friday.
N.D. Kalu.
We still got Jeff George.
That's right, we sure do.
We sure do.
And Dion.
Yeah.
If he doesn't play baseball
for the Reds.
Mm-hmm. Finally, it took Stones to play Jack Tripper on Three's Company, and John Ritter proved he has him.
What?
Amazingly, nobody seemed to notice until now that in one episode of Three's Company, John Ritter's private parts are visible.
He's doodad?
In that episode, yes. In that episode, recently rerun on Nick at Night, John is dressed in blue boxers when he plops down on a bed and, quoting a Nick spokesman, yes, his scrotum falls out of his shorts. The network says a sharp-eyed viewer pointed this out, and the network double-checked to make sure. Yep. The Nick spokesman says he's surprised the mistake ever got on the air, much less went unnoticed in the hundreds of times it's been repeated.
Tripper?
Nick says it will edit the blooper out of future showings, but John Ritter tells the New York Observer he doesn't mind, quoting him, I requested that they air both versions, edited and unedited, because sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
Okay. All right,
he
you.
Said it, I didn't. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, you shoot.
You keep that up, Burbank, you're going to get sacked.
We got to go. We'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Call 100.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Right, what's your name?
Todd.
Where are you from, Todd?
Wichita.
Todd, you won the Sopranos prize pack. Don't miss the Sopranos. Another new episode, Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, on HBO. Soundtrack in stores now.
Excellent.
beautiful. Thank you for listening, my friend, on KFH in Wichita. Back tomorrow with a new episode. Don't forget to catch Mike's voice tonight on the TV show Yes Dear.
Oh, yeah. And Rob, are you going to record that?
No.
Of course I am.
Sure,
because I'm not going to be able to see it.
Yeah, I'll have it for you when you come in tomorrow.
I know, because you'll be giving your wife the once over, right?
I know. I'll be picking up my kids and my sister-in-law's house. My wife's not back yet.
Mm. Oh, is she late?
They're a little delayed. Yeah,
they're delayed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe another night of Walk on Daddy's Back.
Have a time for bed pretty soon after that.
All right, see you tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And, Jake Steinfeld, MajorLeagueLacrosse.com.
Right.
Okay. All right. Throw it like you. Could be Tyler Moore. You
might.
Oh.
We wanted to play
Hide and
Seek with
you. No, you know what? Meow. You guys are like Forrest Gump playing ping pong. We will see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 1, Arbitron Lincoln, The Don and Mike Show.